You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
We're recording.
I hate Scotland. Oh, wait, no, I love Scotland.
Most of our listeners are from Scotland.
Really?
Apologize to them.
I said I love Scotland.
Okay, that's good.
I love Scottish men. Ew.
What?
We really love that Ragnarok.
All right, I apologize. You don't have to apologize.
Okay.
Ed, apologize.
And we've done worse Scottish accents, like, through the course of games.
Yeah, we totally have.
All right, hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today we are playing Better Angels, the Apex City Crusades.
None of us are really angels.
Yes, this is the foibles of the Fear Force 5.
Yeah.
When we last left our intrepid villains, they decided to test the waters of the sit of the mayor's new Muni Men, the municipal superheroes at the municipal superhero team that Mayor Quimby created.
Mayor Douchebag.
Mayor Quimby? Is it Quimby?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That Mayor Quimby created to fight the menace of the Fear Force 5. So, they sent their prospective member, Schadenfreude, to something. But he fucked up and said he did it for the Fear Force 5!
We had him do something with old people.
Yeah, you had it. Well, he decided to make a bunch of old people rage out and beat the deputy mayor.
We just told him to do whatever. We were like, do whatever you want at the old people ceremony.
Yeah, so he almost had the old people murder the deputy mayor. And then he did say he was with you.
And that dumb son of a bitch blew his mind.
We were like,
and then we erased his memory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not before the fire marshal saw Meyer in dog form.
I became a ghost.
And gave chase. Yes, so Meyer got away. But he knows you were there. But you did track him down. You tracked down the fire marshal. And you learned that he is, in actuality, Roger Williamson.
Did I pee or poo in their car or something like that, too?
Yeah, that's how you tracked them.
You peed on the car.
So Roger Williamson is the fire marshal. You have learned the true identities of one of the Muni Men.
And we only know one of his abilities, and that's fire spray.
Can I get another napkin?
Let's see if I have an extra one.
Will, take your underwear off.
I do not have an extra one.
Okay.
I am sorry.
Will, do you have an extra napkin?
Will's sitting on one.
It's
got Will's butt on it, though.
It's all right.
Okay.
My napkin's on Will's butt.
So, I'm going to say, we're going to start right after you guys saw Schadenfreude get the living shit kicked out of him. And you regroup at your underground sewer lair. And the sparkler's there.
Where have you been?
Fine time for you to show up.
I've been texting you.
Wait, I told you guys he was in New Hampshire. About something.
What are you
trying to find a minion.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
You had to go to another state to find a minion.
Yeah.
You don't know it's another state.
We said it was on the West Coast.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Apex City's on the West Coast.
Did you get a minion?
Turns out my lead for a minion was wrong.
You had a lead in New Hampshire.
What are you talking about?
I put a post on 4chan.
What?
For recruiting, and the guy said he was interested, so I went there, and it was a prank.
Gosh.
It was a prank. Did you at least kill him? He made you go across the country.
I blinded him.
Wait, you found out who posted it up, and it was...
First off, can we address the fact that you're looking for a minion on 4chan?
Yeah, it's with a Fear Force 5. You can't just go to 4chan.
You go to 5chan.
Yeah.
Or 7chan.
Craigslist, at least.
Try that, too.
Ready?
Still waiting for a response.
We have a reputation to keep.
Not anymore. Not since Schadenfreude dragged it into shit.
That's true.
We definitely need to pull off something big and announce that Schadenfreude is not with us. We have to do some heavy PR stuff that we did not condone his actions.
Will, you were in the base and watching on TV. And you saw on live television what happened.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, at least we didn't go to New Hampshire and did nothing.
Tell you what, though, it was very nice.
We did.
Oh, it's lovely in New Hampshire.
We did, what, two heists without him?
Well, yeah. Well, we did the museum.
You did the museum.
We did the museum job, and then we sent Schadenfreude his death, almost.
One heist and water testing.
Yeah. I kind of feel a little guilty about that one. Mm. Like, his face is never going to look the same.
To be fair, you went off script, to be fair.
He did.
He went way off book.
Yeah, he did.
So, what do we want to address first? Do we want to take down this Williamson guy, or do we want to try to fix, our name?
Well, I'll say, out of character, one of the ways the system works is that you want to... But if you're... When you go into combat, you want bonuses.
Right. Secrets, I know.
Yeah. So you want to learn about him rather than just shoot him.
Why don't we look him up first?
All right. So Silver Standard goes over...
Advice from somebody.
Drags over the whiteboard and writes the fire marshal on it.
Okay.
Oh, it makes him fire on him.
I draw some fire around it.
Oh, yeah. Just so you know.
Just so we know.
Yeah.
For emphasis.
In red.
That's really good. I wish I could draw like that.
I'm an accountant. I have a lot of practice doing this.
it's ironic that he's the fire marshal, but like his power is making fire. Like usually it's the other way around.
Maybe he can like control fire and like can take it out, like put it out.
Ah.
No, we should bring Sparkler up to speed because we decided that we're all going to go into illegitimate business together.
Right.
That's right. It's antique shop, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna all sync our.
The four of you. You were syncing their gains from the museum job, but he wasn't there for the museum job.
Oh yeah, he's not in it. He didn't do the heist.
Well, I think we should still probably offer him the option.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here's a couple hundred for that guy's wallet.
What?
New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, if you want in, it's going to cost you a point of generosity. You have to pay money.
Okay. And you also have to tell us who you are.
Yes.
Yeah, your real name.
We all know each other's real names.
Be on your sheet where it says name.
Ah, yeah.
I have your name written down. Well, it's Bruce Sawhouse.
Bruce.
All right. So if you want in, you have to confide in them your true identity and erase a point of generosity.
I don't have the most generosity.
Well, in this, it represents your money.
Okay. Sure, I'm in.
So, what's your name?
Bruce.
What's your last name, Bruce? Is it just Bruce?
No, it's Bruce Sawhouse.
Oh, that'll get confusing. More if we call you Bruce, just to clear things up.
Ooh. Well, my name is Waylon Brown.
Pete Travers.
Like the Rolling Stone critic.
Yeah.
Jake Smith.
Pete and Ryder.
And this here's God.
Hey. You guys want any snacks?
Lemon squares, please.
Oh, we should give him his cat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And you have a cat now.
I have a cat?
Yeah.
Where? Sylvester.
Wait, what did you guys do with Sylvester?
We've been hanging out.
We've been keeping him at the base, giving him food.
The cat, it's a white cat, and it jumps up and curls up on your lap. It starts purring.
Does he do the Roy headbutt?
Sure.
Or Einstein. It was Einstein. Oh,
no, Roy does the headbutt. Yeah.
Roy does the body slam.
No.
His whole body gets lunged at you. Maybe in head first, but that's 23 pounds getting lunged at you.
For listeners, Roy is Will's very fat cat.
I was just looking through my notes, and I forgot that it was the Andre 3000 Opera House and the James K. Polk International Airport.
Oh.
I love Apex City. All right, so you guys start listing the things you know about... Fire Marshal. He has fire powers.
He sprays fire.
His name is
Roger Williamson, and he lives in.
Yeah.
Can we look up like his?
Best say, can we like pull up a computer and just be like?
This for a villain, so to speak. You have to actually go out and do like work. You pull up Roger Williamson, and there's nothing in Google. There's a million Roger Williamsons.
Okay.
It's not an uncommon name. So you're gonna have to go looking for him.
Well, we know where he lives.
Well, can we?
Yes, yeah, but I mean, you're gonna have to like spy on him and follow him. And
what about him. Like running his? Because if we have his address and his license plate, we can like run that through.
I work for the phone company. I could just cause complications at his house and go to his house and do a house call and say like, "Here, fix your lines."
True.
And Bruce here, if I remember correctly, can turn invisible.
Yes, I can.
So maybe that will be good for some surveillance.
Actually...
Did you erase the point of generosity yet?
Yeah, I did.
Actually, what?
I don't think I can do it anymore.
Yes, you can. The way it works is that it's an aspect that your demon gives you. So you say to your demon, "Hey, can I be invisible?" The demon will make a bargain with you and then activate it. And then you slide...
But I haven't... given him the
other. That's why you gotta talk to your demon.
It's not
that you just can't do it, it's totally up to your demon.
Get the borrower from them.
So can I say that to them? Can I be like, well, it's kind of up to Parker.
Porter.
Oh, yeah, because you have...
It's kind of up to your friend.
Because, wait, the minion is what he wants you to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan wanted him to get him...
No, that's what I asked him.
Oh.
So, your friend wants you to do...
My friend wants me to,
and you haven't done it yet.
I'm trying.
I'm surprised he hasn't punished you yet.
Good.
I didn't do the one thing, and I got.
Well, why don't you have a chat at him then?
I got verbally abused.
Do you want to punish him?
Well, he has to. Like, let me see your sheet, Will. I'm invoked.
Oh.
But I can't talk to him until
he talks to you.
Until he talks to me.
But you could activate one of his aspects.
I'm not going to. I'm still.
You also have to decide what your carapace looks like, Will. Or what? Ryan can decide, I guess. Because it's a demon act, but it's an aspect.
I'm still seething because Porter, the guardian of the gates of the city of Dis, is now the laughing stock of B.
Alright, so while you guys start strategizing, we're going to fast forward to the next day. And we're going to do some. We're going to do some personal stories.
Yeah, well, that's because Porter was.
I can't really talk to my personal friend right now. He might be a little mad.
4chan, Mr. Sawhouse. 4chan.
I just hear that in my head, like.
No, you don't hear him until you speak to him.
Oh.
All right.
You must have a shitty demon. My demon would beat me up.
I'm pretty sure if I try to talk to him, he will drag me.
I got verbally abused the last time I talked to my demon.
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, I mean, my demon's pretty hardcore. You're like the pussy of demons.
Porter plays a psychological.
My demon's sort of inconsistent.
Yeah. That's kind of worst of all, because you don't even know. The wild card.
Maybe he's just schizophrenic. Maybe that's your demon's personality trait.
Or his multiple personality disorder.
Multiple demonality disorder.
Well, out of character, I don't really know how to go about Ed's demon and like...
Oh, no, it's like, you were in here for two of the
sessions. That was the thing. We played three games, and you were here for one of them, and someone else played Ed's demon every game.
Ryan...
I played a different game.
He's not on.
You were my demon the first game. My second game
was Eric.
And the third game was Ryan.
I'm not on.
So literally, my demon's been different each game.
And just so you know, telling him to go to a different sandwich shop does not count as it's not a good bargain to strike.
Not at all.
All right, so everyone roll 1d10. We'll see who goes first.
5.
6.
I got a 1. Do I go first? Because I got 10. A 1 for first.
6.
All right,
I
go first.
Sixth.
I know. But I want you to get it. Actually, you know what? I really want to see Will's, and Will's got a 10.
Okay.
All right, so Will, what is Bruce Sawhouse's day job?
I thought I wrote this down. this town.
Didn't we say he was a roadie for like a...
It was something uber manly, I remember.
Yeah, it was something really manly.
You were like a construction worker or something.
Why did I suddenly think he was like one of those bull wranglers at, like, you know, the rodeos?
Because that's a pretty badass job.
I thought he was a roadie for,
like, well, now's your time to decide, Will. What is Bruce Sawhouse's day job?
I meant to write that down.
Well, then come up with something.
If you're trying to fight what a bull for a living, that's a pretty badass job.
Brody?
Yeah, maybe we should do Will last. Let him come up with something.
All right, Will, you think.
No wonder he hasn't got a minion yet.
Ed!
Will's... I'm just picturing Bruce as, what's his face? Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse. Right. He's the cooler.
All right, so, Ed.
That's why I thought he went with Bruce Sawhouse, because Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you keep your cat while you're working?
Upstairs.
Okay, so it's not walking around in the...
Oh, no, probably, yeah. It's probably in the shop.
Okay.
It's probably sleeping in the used book section.
Is it, though, or is it climbing on the shelves and knocking things over?
Oh.
So...
It is a kitten.
It is a kitten.
You have to train that now.
Yep. So, Ed... Roll patient knowledge.
Oh no. Excuse me, sir. Do you have an ancient tome of the food?
That is nothing.
Nothing. Okay. You know that vase that you picked up a few months ago?
Oh man.
That really good one that you're hoping to sell for a really good price?
Meow. Oh.
I did kind of do that.
I've got 20s if you want it.
I would love a 20.
Carpenter, get over here.
It's a cat. It doesn't look.
Come.
Nothing.
Go over and pick it up by the scruff.
No.
Can't stay mad at you.
the bell on the door rings. The customer walks in, sees you standing there over a broken vase, holding a cat.
Hi, welcome to Curious Thing. How can I help you?
There's a woman standing there in a very sharp looking business suit.
Oh, she's
rather attractive. Oh, I'm sorry. I could come back if you're.
Oh no, it's perfect.
Busy.
Oh, hold on, hey, stay.
It immediately just walks away. Now it goes to sleep in the usual.
Yes, I'm just gonna sweep this up. But yes, what can I do for you?
my name is Joanna. I'm the insurance adjuster. I understand your mother recently passed, and I'm very sorry. But I came over to go over some paperwork with you so we could get the life insurance settled up. So is this an okay time? Do you need me to come back later?
Oh no, absolutely. We can we can absolutely discuss it right now. You can go upstairs to the kitchen or.
Oh, well, it's the middle of the day. I wouldn't want you to leave the store.
You know what? It's about my lunchtime anyway. I usually close up shop for lunch.
Okay, then. Lead the way.
I'm going to turn the thing over.
Lock the door, flip it to you.
Yeah.
Out to lunch, be back in an hour.
Gone.
All right, you lead her upstairs.
I'm going to bring Carpenter upstairs.
Okay. You fish him out. He had just curled up in a sunbeam in the used book section, and you just...
Meow. He adorable.
I love your cat. What's its name?
Purry.
Purry?
Yeah.
Oh, it's...
Like Matthew Purry.
Unusual.
Yeah, you know, like Matthew Purry from... Matthew Perry. His full name is Matthew Purry, but yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay, that's clever.
Yeah,
that's clever.
Thank you.
She reads, "Hello, Matthew Purry."
I think Ryan just got her a little bit there.
I saw him look on his face
like, "Who's Ed's demon?"
That's Will.
Will.
Will. Ed, is your primary higher than your...
No.
Are they even?
No.
Your primary virtuous is higher than your sinful?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because killing his mom didn't get him his primary. It got him something else.
All right, so Will's not invoked. Will, I will remind you, though, however, as a demon, you can activate any of Ed's aspects at any time you want.
Okay.
Which are giant and...
Terror.
And terror is a power. What is it, Ed? Giant and...
Shadow.
Oh, right. Shadow wreathed.
He wouldn't have a reason to. I've been very good to my demon.
He's a demon. They don't need reasons.
Well, that's really up to Will.
Yeah,
it would just be parts bigger.
It would just be funny for me.
Okay. Well, I'll give Will from the demon's perspective. If you're not invoked, then you can't tell what's happening with your mortal.
So you're just floating around in a formless black void, doing nothing.
Right.
So literally, but like from your standpoint, doing it to me could get me arrested, and then you wouldn't be able to. Have your fun, because that'd be in jail.
That's true, too. You don't know what's going on with him. All right, so you lead her upstairs to the very small kitchen. Mm-hmm. Are there plates stacked up in the sink?
No, I think Wayland is very fastidious.
Okay.
Mother hated clutter.
Ah, okay.
So he's still in the habit of...
She comments, it's very clean.
Yes, well, mother hated to see clutter and mess. And old habits die hard.
Right.
I understand. She doesn't laugh at the horrible pun.
I
did. She sits down at the kitchen table and puts down a briefcase, reaches in, pulls out a folio, opens it up, and takes out a pen.
So, can I make you a red cup of tea, Joanna?
That would be lovely. Thank you.
Yes, I've got Darjeeling, Earl Grey, Lady Grey.
Whatever you're having.
How about passion fruit tea?
Is that you trying to hit on her?
I'm sensing social combat about to erupt.
Yeah. Passion fruit tea with a hint of bergamot.
Passion fruit tea?
That's a thing.
Yeah, alright, so Ed, that's gonna be.
It's a great way to flirt. Great.
Devious corruption. Persuade sinfully.
With tea.
With
passion tea.
I'm gonna say devious corruption is a good flirting role.
To waggle your eyebrows suggestively.
And she is going to. Insightful corruption. She is going to try to comprehend you.
Is she trying to notice or trying to reject?
Well, it's an opposed roll.
Okay.
Two eights. That beats her 2 sevens. All right. So, yes, passion fruit sounds lovely. Thank you.
This is I picked this up from. Have you ever shopped at Tivana? They have great stuff.
No, I don't usually drink tea.
We'll have to hang out. We'll have to spend time together more often. I have a plethora of tea.
Oh, well. First things first, though.
Of course, yes.
We have to get down to business, unfortunately. I just need to confirm, how did your mother die?
Screamed at her till she passed out. Well, what happened was she was being a real bitch, and I turned into a giant monster, and I scared her to death.
What?
She had a heart attack.
All right, Ed.
No, I don't actually say that.
So what do you say?
That went through your head. Though.
Yeah.
It went through my head.
We'll call it a JD moment.
Oh, that was your internal flesh. Yeah. Okay.
Well, she was being like, what? And then it just cuts back. I said, how did your mother die? Yeah. Oh, yes.
That would be a lot of gnomes.
Well, the coroner report said that she had a... did we decide it was a coronary or a stroke?
Heart attack.
Okay.
It was heart attack.
That she had a massive coronary, a heart attack.
Okay. Devious honesty. Convince of your truthfulness.
I got nothing.
So does she. So, she doesn't disbelieve
you.
Yeah. She jots down heart attack. Okay. And when did you find her?
Well, I brought her breakfast, and then, as usual, I went down to mind the shop. Usually, about a half hour later, she would yell, actually, very loudly, for me to take her tray away. And I didn't hear her, so I got concerned, went upstairs to see if she had fallen asleep, which she often did, and I noticed that she had... she didn't have a pulse. She wasn't breathing, so I called 911 immediately.
Okay, that's devious deceit.
Yes.
Flat out lying.
Well, not flat out. There's some truth to it.
Yeah, you more lie than truth.
Why was her face like this?
3 9s.
All right, that beats a pair of ones. Okay, yes, I'm very sorry. She casts down more. She goes through a few other details with you. Nothing serious. She goes, okay, well, Mr. What was your last name again?
Brown.
Well, Mr. Brown, everything seems to be in order. I'm very sorry for your loss, but the company should have the final check out to you in a few weeks.
Well, I appreciate that. It'll do nothing to fill the void in my heart, of course, but...
I understand. So make one more devious corruption roll to see if you flirt with her well enough to have her leave her card.
Are you thinking about things for your character?
Yes.
Two sevens.
Two sevens. All right.
So you don't forget.
She she starts packing her things up. She reaches her phone, takes out a card, jots something down. She hands it to you. Well, if anything else arises, if you need anything, here's my card. Feel free to give me a call. My cell phone number's on the back. If you need to reach me out of office hours,
I might need somebody to share a cup of tea with.
Well, if that comes up, then give me a call.
I will. You have a lovely day, Joanna.
You too, Mr. Brown.
I was just gonna say, as soon as she leaves, Waylon turns around. I feel you, Joanna.
And his arms grow 3 sizes. It's
really debating whether or not she's gonna walk back in, but I don't think so. All right, so we're gonna end your scene. You have to go let her out,
right?
And as so, I'm gonna say this is the way your scene ends. At you make your flirtations and pleasantries. You let her out. You flip the sign back to open. As soon as you watch her, she walks away. As soon as you think she's gotten enough, you turn around and start singing. I feel you, Joanna, and then something breaks. Ah, damn it! Okay. Ed's notes. Flirting with
disaster.
Yeah.
Flirting with teeth.
Problems with pussy.
Would you like passion fruit with a
get it? Because there's bergamot? The cat and the lady.
All right.
Get it, Will?
Ryan.
Into bergamot with my penis.
Yeah. Another day, another dollar. Time for you to go to work.
Oh, damn it.
Matthew Curry.
What is my role to wake up on time?
Katie Curry.
Katie Curry. Say
open endurance?
Yes, open endurance. Curry.
That's two dice.
Kitty Perry.
Kitty Perry.
Kitty Perry. Kitty Perry. I got nothing.
Okay. You're 2 minutes late.
Okay, I get a big boob.
Yeah. You run. You manage to sneak past Mr. Stedman's office, and you punch in your number. You know, you punch in at the clock.
J. Jonah Stedman.
Sit down. It's actually Maurice Stedman.
He sounds like J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change it to Jonah Stedman because I like that better. And you sit down,
Maurice,
and you start working.
Do not ask why.
And Mr. Stedman walks by.
Hey, sweet cheeks.
So what's your character's name, Ryan? I forgot to write everyone's character.
Pete.
Pete what?
Travers.
Travers, right.
That's right.
Job GM.
Yep.
Flintstone.
Oh, wait. Good job, GM. Don't kill my character.
What city are we in?
What?
What city are we in?
Apex.
Apex.
where is...
It's on the west coast.
It's made-up city.
It's fictional.
It's in the state that Apex City is in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not a good state because it has villains.
Every state has villains.
It's not in a good state because...
Yeah.
It was a bad joke.
Good morning, Travers.
Good morning, Mr. Stedman.
How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, sir. Thank you. Just, working on the Burgess account.
Ah.
The Burgess Meredith account.
Yeah, the, you know, colostomy bags, again.
So. Yes. Well, keep up the good work. And he hesitates a moment and then walks away.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
your buddy, Ashok, stands up.
You turn around and you see him talking in the mirror.
That's very visual.
Your buddy Ashok from the cubicle right across from you stands
you
up.
You mean his imaginary friend Ashok?
Yes.
What's up with Stedman?
I don't know. What's up with him?
He was nice to you. Well, he wasn't mean to you.
That's true. That is kind of weird.
He got some from his wife last night.
Maybe he's having a good day. Maybe he's getting a divorce.
We can only be so lucky. Although I think he'd be walking on sunshine if that happened.
His feet would be hot if that happened.
Say,
I get it.
You want to go grab lunch later?
Thanks.
Maybe have a drink?
Ow, that was my ear.
Two boxes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. By the way, it was Brenda's still kind of on the warpath about you. She's really upset she lost those colostomy bags.
Well, you know, someone's got to have the shit on their hands. It might as well be me, right?
Oh, man. Wow. I see what you did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did she say anything? I mean, like, I'm kind of new here. I don't want to make any enemies, or...
Too late.
Well, she was talking with Denise, and Denise was talking with Steven.
And Denise started going, oh my God, really?
Really?
Come on!
It's an office, man. Everything gets around. You know, they're starting
to... kidding me?
Funniest thing, man. They said that you're sleeping with him.
Pete kind of freezes for a second. Like mid-cell in his spreadsheet. Looks up at Ashok. Sleeping with... Is that a rumor? People are saying I'm sleeping with Stedman.
Yeah. They're saying that's why he's being so nice to you. You're his little boy toy.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay. You know, Brenda's saying that because she's just jealous. I don't know if anyone actually believes it, but... You're not sleeping with him, are you?
No, of course not.
All right. Insightful honesty.
Wouldn't that be devious honesty?
It's
the same.
Well, devious honesty because you want to stand convinced of your truthfulness.
Right.
But he's not.
Yeah, nothing.
All right, so Ashok is going to make an insightful roll. And he also gets nothing.
So there's
this moment.
There's just like an awkward pause there.
He goes, okay, man. Whatever you say. And sits back down. So a few hours pass, and it's lunchtime.
Man, Ryan, you can't even convince your hallucination that,
that I'm not sleeping with the boss.
And Shock stands up. So you want to go grab lunch?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so you get up to leave, and you're walking by the boss's office. Travers!
Yes, sir, Mr. Stedman.
Get in here!
I walk into his office.
Yeah, shut the door.
I turn around and I glance meaningfully at everyone, at Ashok.
Ashok is looking back at you. His eyes are kind of wide.
You better go ahead without me. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
What do you want?
That'd be hilarious.
So, you close the door. Have a seat.
Okay. I sit down.
No, on my lap. He leans forward and steeples his fingers. Travers, I need to talk to you about your performance lately.
What about my performance, sir? I've been working very hard on the Burgess account. Colostomy bags, very important.
Colostomy bags aren't important. They're shit. Shit.
Good one, sir. Good one.
No, but you've been doing a good job. I like the cut of your jib, Travers. Ooh. We're moving you up.
My hair's happy with that.
No more bedpans and colostomy bags for you.
Condoms.
I'm moving you up to the MRI machines account.
Sir, that's... Everyone in the office wants that account.
I know. I'm giving it to you.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
I'm going to have to change your desk, though. Got to get you a bigger one. He points right outside the window of his office. There's a desk, empty desk. Oh. That's going to be your new workspace.
I'm
your uniform, too.
Bikini. I'm flattered, sir. That's wonderful.
Hope you like leather sport.
But listen, this is a lot of responsibility. If you fuck up,
oh,
you're
fuck
out.
You.
no, sir. I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
All right. I know you will. Oh. I have faith in you, Travers.
Oh. What should I do with the remainder of the work to be done on the Burgess account, sir?
I don't know. Give it to Brenda or something.
All right.
Actually, no. I don't know. Give it to, what's his face? The brown kid.
A shock, sir.
Yeah, that one.
A suck.
A suck. He doesn't seem like he's busy enough.
Right. Well, thank you, sir.
Now, come on, let's go celebrate. I'm going to get you a drink.
Oh, perhaps another time, sir. After work, I already had lunch plans with the shock.
Oh.
Oh shit!
You just got a cock fire.
Yeah. The color just sort of drains from Pete's face as he realizes what he just said.
Oh god.
I see. Well,
your demon just laughs.
Well, that'd be up to Meyer. Are you invoked? No, you're not.
I don't think any of us are.
You guys are really cutting back. Will's demon's invoked, I think.
Of course it is, because he's Will's... No, he's...
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh.
I keep trying to convince Meyer to do things to get me invoked, but it's really hard to bring up.
I see. Well, enjoy your lunch with a shock, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Can I say a shock? And then, Brenda.
I will, sir. You still owe me that drink, though.
You can count on it.
Taking the rain check. And I, like, slowly back out of the office with the... I guess I just close the door, and then I just sort of sink.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're going to fast forward another hour. A shock gets back from lunch, and as he walks by the door... A shock! Get in here!
And the shock just goes,
he pronounced my name right. I'm in a lot of trouble.
He walks in and closes the door, and you can hear a whole bunch of muffled yelling. You look through the window, there's a whole bunch of gesturing, and then a minute later, the door opens up, and a shock goes, well, fuck you! And just walks over to his desk and grabs his things. And as he's walking out, he stops, he turns to you, and fuck you too, Pete! And just walks out. Storms out.
Ooh. You lost your imaginary friend.
And then, your boss comes out. What are you all staring at? Get back to work! Travers, your desk is over here now. with the MRI machines. And everyone glares at you.
Oh, boy. Office enemy number one.
Okay.
All right. Jesus Christ.
There's a way you can make everyone like you.
Yeah, I know.
What?
You know what? As everybody's glaring at me, yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and activate Impossible Beauty.
All right, so let's roll see. It.
Roll it.
Five. Watch me roll fucking nothing. Yep, fucking nothing.
All right. So you kind of stand there for a second and try to will it, and then nothing happens.
I think you're just too
and honest. Everybody just sort of goes back to their I think Pete is thinking
has performance anxiety.
Alright.
Happens to lots of guys.
Not Will.
And all because he likes the cut of your jib.
He likes the cut of my jib, yes.
Well, really the cut of your ass.
Yeah.
What is a jib?
Chin, I think.
Is it?
Well, I guess yeah. Pete is gonna absorb this for now and probably go pack his stuff and move over to his new desk. And write off any possibility of having friends at this job.
Yep.
Yeah.
About that.
Okay.
The only thing that I can think to do is start like a... Because I would like to stay in my boss's favor, but I have to be very careful because he's a... Yeah, he's a very easily provoked guy, as I just learned. Yeah, forget it. I'll do something with that next time.
Okay. Meyer.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Right there?
Yeah, okay. I got scared.
Palisade must have coughed up the hairball or something. Yeah. I ate too much grass.
So I woke up. Kyu Jim means like style and your attitude. Not a physical attribute. Just... Yeah.
Alright, so. You bring home your kitten.
Meow aside.
Yeah, bring meow aside home.
And your girlfriend's home. Raina.
Yep.
I forgot.
What is that?
The cat.
Why did you bring a cat home?
Because it's a cute cat, and it's a, and because Russell was just gonna throw this cat in the street.
Well, odds are evens, Meyer.
Even.
She is not a cat girl.
All right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like cats.
Yes, you do. Since when?
I've never liked cats.
And why do you? How come we owned a cat a while back?
You owned a cat. I put up with it.
You love that cat. You know, you'll love.
I hated that cat.
What about all the Hello Kitty stuff?
Well, this cat's adorable. Its name is Meowicide.
Meow.
Meowicide.
Yeah.
Meow.
What kind of name is that?
It's like that guy from the Fear Force 5, Howicide.
Meow.
You named your cat after a supervillain?
Supervillain? Wow. Were you really gonna say that? Wow.
Of course he's a supervillain. He's on TV, like, robbing museums and...
I'm just saying...
Beating up the mayor or whatever.
Only, like, two... Like, he only did, like, two or three things. That's
okay, fine. So he's just a villain, then.
Well, no, you said supervillain, so all right.
Why are you so hung up on the supervillain thing now? That's gonna be Devious Deceit, Meyer.
Because it's me. I think
villains are
bad.
Deceit?
Deceit. You've got a lot of her.
I can lie. Hiya. 3 fives.
Okay. She whiffed, so yeah, what do you tell her?
That's all over the TV. They're going after the mayor.
He's a douchebag.
One just fought the mayor just got that Muni Man thing. It's all over the news. And Russell, you know, he works with the mayor and he's been talking about it. It's just on my mind. I'm sorry.
Alright, fine. Well, I have to go to work. Okay. And you have to go to work. So I don't know what we're going to do with that damn cat.
Look at how cute it is.
She punches it in the face.
Fine, it can stay.
Look at you, poor.
But if it tears up any of my shit, I'm kicking your ass.
Oh god, that's gotta be a roll every time now. To make sure it doesn't tear all of our cats. Shit.
Well, I'll probably have a kitty, like a cat carrier. I'll probably put it in there right while I'm at work. So.
Yeah, I think after the two things breaking, I'm gonna keep.
Yeah.
So I can train it when I'm home.
Okay. So you put it in a cat carrier?
Right, yeah. Here you go. I put like a blanket. It's not. I put like
they just stop.
What?
Not that you can really train cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put it like.
It requires a lot of effort. Right kind of cat.
I'll put a nice blanket and stuff around it, so it's nice and comfortable in it.
Okay.
And some toys.
All right. So you put it in a box.
Here you go. That's alright, I'll be back. Okay.
Oh, it starts pawing at the cage.
He's a toy, look the toy, here you go.
Yeah, you give it a toy, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so you go to work.
There you go.
You start cleaning up shit in the back.
Yeah.
Russell walks in. I know it was you.
What?
Peyton Ratter. I can't prove it, but I know you were the one who busted up my car.
That's just why, because we had a fight before.
Yeah.
Why, I am not that type of guy, Russ.
Alright, well.
Just because I fought you, doesn't, here, listen, I got you your.
Devious Deceit again, because you did do it.
You absolutely did do it.
And you love doing it.
I loved him doing it. Like, both in and out of character. I loved it.
All right, yeah. You lied to him. Well.
Yeah, I got you your, I got your, it's just, I know we had a fight, and I felt bad about it, so yeah, I got you coffee black with two sugars. Oh, no, two
milk. Milk and two sugars.
I got your.
Black with milk and two sugars.
Yeah, I got the coffee black with milk and two sugars.
Oh. I'm sorry I blamed you. You're right. I just got so upset.
It's you know, we both got hot-headed, so, you know.
But look, I've got some bad news. I was speaking with my cousin, and, well, I was speaking with the comptroller, and he said that the...
Wait, the comptroller or the...
The comptroller? The Muni-Man comptroller?
What? No, the actual comptroller. The one that runs the finances for the city, signs all our paychecks.
So it's not the Muni. It's not the same comptroller?
I don't know. I didn't ask. But the comptroller on TV is a girl, so probably not.
Oh, okay.
She's not a girl.
No, it's the auditor.
The auditor's a girl. I don't know. I didn't ask. Anyway, they need to cut funds. Recession, things are too expensive.
Yada, yada, yada. We still have the. We have the.
They're turning into a kill shelter. Decided they don't want to keep the animals around
how
anymore.
How long is that going to effective when? Now? Immediately? Or is it.
Yeah, well, effective as soon as. We're just about into June, so the next fiscal year will start in a month. Yeah, so
a month?
End of June, we're going to start turning into a kill shelter.
Whoa. A kill kennel.
So anything that's been here longer than 6 weeks at that point...
Well,
unless we somehow get a miraculous infusion of cash, well, isn't going to happen.
We have the fundraiser in a couple of weeks, right?
That hasn't been getting us anything. That gets us like $2,000.
Well, now we have more incentive to do it. We'll make it a huge event. And
right, but it costs money to make a huge event.
Well, we can advertise the shit out. Like,
it still costs money.
Not if it's... What if it's, like, online? So like, Facebook and stuff. Like...
Look, you guys can do what you want. But unless we get an extra $1 million by the end of next month, we're going to have to start offing these kitties and doggies.
Okay. Okay.
Guess who's going to be given the lethal injection, sport?
So, I need you to read up on how to euthanize animals.
Wait, I'm doing it? Am I the sole?
Yeah, you're the backroom guy.
You're not licensed.
Yeah, I'm not licensed. You're licensed. I mean, you're the manager, man. It really should be.
Right, and I'm managing. You're going to do it.
I've used that once before.
All right. Well, thanks for that.
Thanks, buddy. He slaps you on the back and walks out.
Well, I would like to...
Oh, man. I wish I was in vote because I would have made you horny. Oh, horned. My bad.
He doesn't need a demon for that first one.
It looks like a Y on my paper.
I'm going to start taking pictures of the dogs. Does the kennel have like a site, like a Facebook?
No.
I'll make a Facebook page.
Okay.
You should make a slideshow of pictures of all the animals
with really sad
with really sad faces, and then play the Cheryl McLaughlin song over it, and just make it. Put it on his computer, then every time he turns it on, it just starts playing it.
I'm gonna make a Facebook page for the kennel.
It has 3 friends. No, it has 5 friends, just us.
And make like a post, like take pictures of like, animals.
Okay.
And make a post saying like, you know, about the situation. Like, listen, we're. Like cute animals looking for a lovely home and a loving home, and in a yeah, fundings have been short though, and you know, in a month that
cool.
We'll have instead Average of being chance. It's going to be covered kennel without your support and funding, you know, we'll have to put down.
Okay.
Dehydrated water.
You need to make it something good. So, devious nurture. Persuade with decency. I'm going to say difficulty 3, though. Anything under 3 doesn't count.
Okay.
Because you want to try to actually get people to like the page.
Yeah.
You gotta spend $10.
I got 2 4s.
Okay. You have 40 likes.
Well, that's a start. One day, that's pretty good. And, you know, like...
And 5 of them are you guys.
And I'll say, you know...
And your girlfriend.
Like, please, you know, share this and with all your friends.
Oh, success, don't buy cats.
Yeah, share with all your friends and stuff, so maybe you can get more and more. So day 1, 40 people, that's pretty good. It's a deep set.
Pete is just sitting at his desk watching his Facebook friend count plummet.
Yes. Well, surprisingly enough, the exact number of people in the office.
But you get a message, hey, look at this. And like, oh, dogs. Oh, dog.
All right, so Will. What is Bruce Sawhouse's day job?
Competitive lumberjack.
He's a competitive lumberjack.
How does one become what's a competitive lumberjack even mean?
I was Googling like, you know, top 10 manliest jobs.
Like who can split the most
wood
in like a, you know, limited.
It's like competitive eating,
right.
Except you're cutting down trees.
Basically, right. Like which I want to give you a bunch of logs and whoever can split the most wood, whoever can cut down the wood.
It's already gone.
Alright, so you are a competitive lumberjack.
And I just realized.
What do you do during the day, being a competitive lumberjack?
Got to work out. Got to practice.
All right. So, is that what you're doing now?
He has a kendo stick and a wooden wall.
I have pieces of wood that I cut all day.
All right. So, Will, you drive to the woods outside of town.
Yes.
Because you're in the middle of a city. It's not conducive to witch havoc.
Now, don't they also do that thing where, like, the log swings at them and they have to, like, not fall down or something?
Yeah.
So it's strength and agility.
Log rolling. Do you get involved in log rolling or no?
Are you saying about being a lumberjack?
I think there's one where you have to roll like a tree up a hill.
We're Googling this.
I'm going to have to do some research real
quick. So I only looked at the main description about how it's competitive. I didn't really look at all the things involved other than it's
lumberjack sure world championship.
I'm pretty sure there's some lifting involved too. You have like lift tree stumps and...
Mm.
But my day job could be a lumberjack by day.
Not in Apex City.
No, in the woods.
Not the woods of Apex City.
Here we go.
Lumberjack World Championships. Let's see.
Men's and what?
Yeah, log rolling, speed climbing, chopping up wood while your flannels get soaked with beer, laced wet.
Men's events. The underhand block chop.
Yeah.
The standing block chop. The springboard chop.
Yeah.
The single buck. The hot saw. Okay, I gotta start looking these up now. The springboard chop. This event combines the skills of the chopper and the high climber. Out in the forest, this technique enables a working lumberjack to reach softer wood above the tough and knotty base of a tree marked for cutting. Contestants climb a height of 9 feet using 2 springboard placements and chop through a 12-inch diameter aspen log mounted on the top of the spar pole.
That sounds dangerous. You're jumping up and down with a chainsaw?
No, they're axes, yeah. The hot saw. A single saw... Oh, they're called sawyers. A single sawyer using a single cylinder, single motor power saw makes 3 vertical cuts down, up, and down through a 20-inch diameter white pine log. This one-man contest is strictly against time. Chainsaws may be warmed up prior to the contest, but must be turned off before the contest begins. Neither self-starting nor impulse-type push-button starter nor twin motors are allowed. Wow. There's a 60-foot speed climb. Oh, log rolling. Yep. Boom run. Starting on the log rolling dock, 2 competitors run head-to-head on adjacent booms. Each competitor must step off the log rolling dock, running across a chain of log rolling logs to the chopping dock, circling a specific competition station, and cross the pond on the boom logs back to... Okay.
So he does this stuff, like, competitively, and is, I guess, good at it enough that he has sponsors or whatever?
Yeah, not a lot, but you are a competitive lumberjacker. So your trainer... Trainer's
but like he's good enough that that's his job. Like
yeah, that's your job.
He's a terrible villain, but he's a great lumberjacker.
What's your trainer's name?
Paul.
No, it's gotta be. It's gotta be a strong name.
Go with a Rocky reference, Mickey.
Okay.
Mickey Rooney.
We're just gonna call him Mickey for now. So Will, you're practicing your hot saw. And making up, down, up cuts through aspen logs.
Mickey O'Shea.
Mickey O'Shea. Mickey O'Shea. Yeah.
Like it.
He's a former...
Or O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shea.
O'Shea, yeah, okay.
He's a former lumberjack world champion.
Until he lost his leg in a tragic accident.
It says that thumb loss is the majority of thing here.
Oh, no, he's lost both thumbs and a leg.
Wow.
Let me write that down.
He's got...
He's all fingers. Oh. He's all phalange.
That, you know what? If that is a...
He's got prosthetic thumbs.
If that could happen to me, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. Okay, so...
If I could lose my thumb...
Mickey is a scarred old man. Yeah, and a leg. He's got a peg leg.
Oh,
man. Carved it himself after he lost his thumbs. It's not a very good leg. Alright, so.
Can I move a point from my cowardice to endurance to make him more.
No, not right now.
No.
At the end of the game.
You have to earn it.
Well, alright, so. Mickey is chastising you for your sloppy. Your very poor hot log. Hot saw, that was it. Your very poor hot saw.
Your thumbs aren't at risk.
You're all thumbs, Sawhouse!
I used to be all thumbs.
Up, down, up! It's not that hard!
Up, down, down, right.
Will, make me an open Open endurance.
Yeah, that's not good for a will.
Open endurance. How well are you? How well are you doing right now?
I'm one.
No, it's three.
Open plus endurance.
Two, one, three.
Why did you?
Oh, three. Yeah.
Just one dice. I got a six, three, and a
you need
two.
Need pairs. So nothing. You got nothing. So you fuck it up. You know, you up, down, and just keep going. Mickey walks over and slaps you in the back of the head.
How'd you get a sponge?
Do it again!
Slaps you in the back of the head while you're holding a running
boot again.
Oh, no, they're not running.
Oh, they're not.
Two eights.
Okay. Right. You do it pretty well, actually. Better.
It's better with the
good work, kid. He slaps your ass.
Ooh.
Did we decide, Will, that your character is secretly gay, and the only time he can actually be himself is when he's in a supervillain costume? I love that so much.
Did we determine that with him here?
Yeah, it was his idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or at least, like, I have gay tendencies, but...
Is that what it is?
You have gay tendencies.
Way to pull back, Will.
No. Go big out. Or go home.
All right, yeah. That works.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
I never know if this is a good idea.
I'm sorry, right, Crosshair.
So, Mickey is riding you hard all day. You're spending a whole day... training with the hot saws and the log climbs. He's got you skirting up and down poles. It's just all wood. All wood all day.
Oh, man.
Hard, hot wood all day.
Yeah.
By the end of it, you're just a sweaty mess.
A shirtless sweaty mess.
So what do you go home to?
Beans.
Well, got to keep high protein to cool off those muscles.
I'm not saying what I'm going to say.
So what do you go home to? What is your home?
What?
The blow up
dog. It's not on your stats.
No.
My home is an apartment in the city.
Home is where the
home. Okay, what does it look like?
What?
Is it lumberjack themed? Is it soft colors? Is it shag carpets?
No, it's, I would say it's neutral.
Beige, neutral. Very beige.
Here's some off-white.
It's a beige room with a beige bed
and a beige couch.
He brought you all the
it's
time.
It's very woodsman. How's that?
Okay.
So everything's woodcraft.
So you have lots of carved logs.
Yeah.
Your friend, one of your chainsaw carving friends.
Some competitive trophies up on the wall.
Okay, you got your trophies and awards. You got your shelf
and a wood
with the trophies. You get home.
Got the episode of Monty Python where they sing about lumberjacks.
It's the only thing you watch.
I realized when I...
It's just a loop.
it's the sound your doorbell makes when somebody rings the bell.
Can we say that Will has in his trophy display, there's just a huge stand in the middle, an empty stand, where the world champion trophy will go someday?
With a little placeholder card.
Right.
Coming soon. Champion
World
trophy.
Championship.
Does he have a picture of himself with the Monty Python crew?
No.
So, Will, what is your?
I have a picture of all like the competitive lumberjacks, though.
Are they shirtless?
They're all shirtless. I guess I come home to an empty house and.
Do you shower?
No, yeah, it's not empty. You have a cat.
Oh,
yeah. Here, let's stir your juices a little bit. Meyer's whole purpose is the fact that he is he works at the shelter. He's kind of your run of the mill guy, but he really wants to save these animals, and he's self sacrificing. So he's a villain. Because he wants to help animals.
Yeah.
Ryan is all about, he's this put-upon middleman, and he wants to take from the bourgeois rich and...
give to himself.
Redistribute wealth, but mostly to himself. I'm a lonely, angry nerd, with mommy issues, who just wants to have control over something.
and James.
He has a crush on this.
James, right? James has a crush on this girl,
he's a shitty
job. And he kind of just wants to, like,
I want to have a normal life.
He wants to have a normal life, but he wants to make a name for himself at the same time.
Yeah. So why are you a villain? What are you? What is Bruce Sawhouse trying to get out of villainy?
Let me think.
So I told you to write things down.
I wrote down the job. I didn't get that far.
He wrote down a list of jobs.
So when you had all this time to think about your character, all you did was write down jobs.
Yeah.
And then pass around a list of people to chop off which ones they like. Let's see. So competitive lumberjack, beat out, dock worker, road worker, waste disposal, bull rider, horse breaker, railroad welder, shark tagger, and deep sea welder.
Yeah.
Okay. I do like competitive lumberjack the most. But what's your motivation?
To be the very best, like no one ever was.
I guess that, like, though I love doing the lumberjack thing, because it's such a manly event, if I ever was suspected of what I am, I would probably be ridiculed and kicked out of the
competition. Okay, so how about this? You don't go home. You were at the lumberjack training camp that Mickey set up outside town. So you shower there, you get changed, and then you go to your friends. Your friend, your co-competitive lumberjack,
Lars.
Yes. Lars Steelmill.
The Norwegian.
I want to
think
Lars Sternhagen.
Sternhagen? All right.
The Norwegian.
Big Hagen with an A, dots over the A.
He's got a mohawk and a big beard. It looks like he's
all right, so Lars Sternhagen. Lars Sternhagen. Is having a birthday party, and you're invited. And that's where you're going. No, it's just at a regular bar. But Lars is a beautiful man. You have a thing for Lars.
Okay.
He does not know, though.
I have a thing for Lars.
I think I have a thing for Lars.
Like one of those, like, it's like a saloon, kind of, like you walk in and there's country music playing and people are riding the bull.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those. So you, there's just a cadre of burly men seated at like two tables, and Lars is in the center.
Did we say Lars holds the record for the bull riding thing?
Yes. there's a picture of him like above the bull, his face.
Not only is he like he's a gorgeous man, but he's like
he's the winner. Like almost,
he's
all
good
the
at everything.
Yeah.
Like no matter what he does, Lars is good at it.
He's like a stun.
Gosh. Myers, right?
Like a star. That was a man right there.
He's just a magnificent man.
Oh, my friend Bruce, come in.
Hey, Lars.
There's a whole bunch of other guys, you know. I'm not going to name them all. Everyone's got big, like, big fucking mugs of beer. It's dripping down in their beards. Lars is one of the few unbearded competitive lumberjacks.
Wow.
But he has long blonde hair down to his shoulders. And baby blue eyes.
He's got that strong chin.
Oh, yeah. He's got a strong
chin. Is he fucking chiseled from marble?
Is he like that stereotypical,
kind of
Germanic caricature where he, like, there's not too much upstairs, but he's like beautiful and
yeah, he's not stupid though. He's smart.
I thought he's a strawberry blonde.
No, he's an Icelandic blonde.
Oh, okay.
I like how we can describe a very beautiful man, but we can't describe the beautiful woman Joanna. You just said
no one asked.
But then we went into detail with
try to get Will into it.
Yeah. More detail for Will.
Describe the curve of his bosom.
Flat and muscular.
Eating great cheese off of his abs.
God, he walks
his nipples,
my legs
his nipples
second,
can
guys.
Cut butter.
He walks over and gives you a hug. I'm so glad you could make it.
You can feel his thing on your leg.
He smells like lavender.
He smells like lavender and sawdust. It's intoxicating.
Hey, man, and I pat him on the back, you know, the not gay.
Have a drink!
Yes, what are you guys drinking?
Beer!
All right.
Miller Lite.
Oh, hi, what they're having?
One more Miller Lite.
I look to the right and there's like a strawberry beer, like, oh, it looks good too, but no. Okay.
So someone thrusts a mug of beer into your hands.
I like the strawberry beer. What are you saying about me, Will?
He's calling you gay.
Yeah.
We had this discussion at work.
Yeah, we did.
In Will's world, gay men drink strawberry beer.
Yeah. I drink strawberry beer.
The world just
bum, bum, bum. We had a whole conversation at work about how the only proof that James and I aren't gay is that we're not in a relationship together.
That's fair.
It's pretty much the only proof we have.
Although you'd have to compete with David. Okay, so Will, give me a open endurance check.
Not good at that.
How much liquor can you hold? And I'm gonna roll 6 dice for the beer.
I didn't get anything.
All right, that's... Oh, my God, trip 9s.
Oh,
you are wasted. You have 3 beers, and you were working all day.
I haven't eaten yet.
You haven't had anything to eat. You just came straight here.
They gave
you 3 giant mugs of beer.
I had water, but... That's not going to do anything. You need to have something.
Yeah, there's nothing in your stomach, and you are sloshed.
I don't want to.
So, what do you do?
I don't want to.
You're getting loose. You're getting fun. Is music playing? It's got a good beat?
I don't...
Laura's looking over there.
Lars is looking a little drunk, too. No one is looking drunk.
I think I'm riding the bull.
Lars. Yes. Oh, you think you can beat my score?
Watch me. Watch me beat your score.
All right, everyone in the bar starts cheering and clapping.
All right.
Will,
give me an open endurance check to walk to the bull.
Nope.
Right, so you get halfway there and fall.
That's why.
And everyone laughs. And then you get back up and you climb onto the horse.
While he's doing this, Boy Named Sue is playing.
Okay. Open endurance for. Yeah. So, yeah, well, it's going to be an open endurance check. Wait. Difficulty 5, because you are hammered. So anything if you roll a match under a 5, it does not count.
And I will remind you if you want. Porter is there to help.
You do have a demon friend. Wait, what are your demonic powers?
It's not any of those, I don't think.
What are your demonic powers?
Porter's on.
Carapace.
Dominator blind. Strike. And banish.
Sly and cowardness. Cruel.
You can banish the bull while you're riding it.
Well, like, say for instance.
Duh! No.
Oh, you got a pair of 1s. Unfortunately, it doesn't count. What were you going to say, Ryan?
I was going to say, you have horned or carapace?
He has carapace, yeah.
Hmm. So that wouldn't really work.
And invisible.
Invisible, which wouldn't work either. Okay.
No.
All right, Will, roll me one more D10. Just one D10.
6.
That's how many seconds you last. it starts off slow, and people start cheering. Yeah, and then as soon as it bucks... You just fly off. And then Lars, you're just laying on the floor. You're not hurt. You're just completely stunned and really, really drunk. And Lars comes over to you and he leans down. Are you okay? And he's right in your face.
I think he needs to roll with, like, willpower or something to resist kissing him.
I'm kissing him right now.
Oh, Lars.
What's willpower?
It really isn't.
What about...
I guess that would be...
What about... That would probably... You know what? That would probably be, something insightful.
Avoid? Cowardice? Escape?
What about cunning...
Well, it depends. Do you want to resist trying to do something?
Patient, yeah. Insightful, I would say.
Well, it doesn't... It's... in each box.
What?
You can combine them from different boxes.
What about, like, insightful honesty to, like, realize it's a bad idea?
I would actually say insightful deceit to stand by the lie that you are. Or, I'll say either insightful deceit or devious deceit. Devious deceit to keep lying to yourself. Insightful deceit to stand by your wicked ways of not being who you are.
I did not take anything in deceit.
Well, so it's insightful or devious. It's the same thing. So roll two dice.
Good luck, fucker.
This is gonna fuck up my career. No.
Alright, so Lars bends over. Are you okay, Bruce? And you just kind of reach up and peck him on the lips. And he recoils back. Bruce, I
go invisible.
I think you need to go home.
Go invisible. Just disappear.
No, I can't.
Well, you could Porter's ask, having you could ask Porter.
No, I think Porter's having too much fun with this right now.
Porter can't. Oh, can he see?
Yeah. Because Porter's active.
You don't know what Porter's doing. Stop saying, I think Porter's doing this.
He
I think
can't, I can't talk to him until he talks to me first, but I'm watching this whole thing.
You don't know how Porter's reacting.
I can assume.
Well, you can, but until you talk to him, you don't know.
So there's no risk in talking to him.
Yeah, but there's risk in going invisible in front of everybody.
Well, there's a difference between talking to Porter and going invisible. First of all, it's not your decision whether or not you go invisible. It's Porter's decision.
I'm not going invisible.
It's not your decision.
And he's making a perfect ass of himself being perfectly visible.
So. Oh, yeah, no. You definitely don't make him invisible. That would be too nice to him. But no one else saw, though. I'll give you that much.
Kill Lars.
So, Lars stands up, but then reaches down a hand for you to get up.
Okay.
He pulls you up.
He's a good enough guy. I think I should go.
Kiss him again. Maybe it'll work the second time.
I'm not going to do that to Will a second time.
This man won the Lumberjack World Tournament 11 years in a row.
That's good for our listeners.
Jason Wynyardo.
Yeah, actually, he's a good-looking man.
He looked like a good man.
Let me see.
Let me see this piece of ass.
All right, so they call you a cab, and some of your other lumberjack friends unceremoniously throw you in the back of it, and Lars tells the cab driver where you live. Get home safe.
Right home.
Church.
We'll talk later.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
Giant man.
The guy's cut.
I got it. All right. And so, Will, you get brought home.
Yeah.
And then pass out.
Yeah.
And wake up the next morning with a horrible hangover. At 5 a.m., when Mickey calls you, yelling at you for not being at training already.
Apparently he's from New Zealand.
All right. And James.
Yes, sir.
Last, but certainly not least. So... So you don't have to make Patricia cry.
No.
But you still like her.
I do.
So...
I am heading into work today with the mission to mess up the phone lines at...
Andrew
Williamson's house. I wrote it down, too. Roger Williamson. Roger Williamson's house. And I have to do that subtly. And then also get myself assigned to the case. So I'm going to have to put on the flirting... A lot.
Okay. So you go to the office, or headquarters, I guess.
Yes,
the
headquarters.
So
you could always have your very own bit of welding.
First, yeah.
So as you walk in, you have to walk by the kitchenette thing, and Patricia's there getting a cup of coffee. Oh, morning. What's your character's name?
Jake Smith.
Oh, morning, Jake.
Oh, morning. I didn't... I would have brought you coffee this morning, but I can see you're enjoying the office coffee, which we all know everyone loves, and it's delicious.
Oh, this is awful.
I know. I was about to actually head out on a call in a bit, but I got to do some stuff at my desk first.
Yeah, you want one? She grabs a cup and pours you a cup.
Yeah, sure. I'll handle this stuff for now.
Don't make me suffer alone.
Oh, I couldn't let you suffer alone.
She hands you a cup of coffee.
I'll bring you back something better on my back.
Oh, you're a doll. Why can't everyone be more like you?
I wish. You know, then things would be a lot better. Especially around this place. And definitely more entertaining.
No, tell me about it. So, what's this call you have to go out on? I don't remember anything coming in.
Well, I don't have to go out on one yet. There's stuff I want to do before I have to go out, because you know how these things work. Something's definitely going to happen, and somebody's going to need to go out there. And
there always
I am
is.
The best, so
it's true. You are. Give me a devious corruption check if you want to flirt with her.
Lucky Jones is a mean. She doesn't like it.
Devious corruption.
Yes.
I got a pair of threes and fours, so I'm going to go with the pair of fours.
No, you always want to go higher.
Yeah.
And she got a pair of twos, so she's flirting back with you.
Yeah.
And she knows you're flirting with her.
Awesome.
And she doesn't mind.
Glad you will.
So you go to your desk, so now you want to mess up Roger Williams' phone line, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to go to somebody else's cubicle that's not there right now, so it can't be traced back to my computer if anything should happen.
Fred, he's not in.
Yeah.
So give me patient knowledge. Difficulty 3, though.
Oh, Fred's a nice guy. What do you do with Fred?
Oh, no, Fred's a little bit of a dick. He's the one that buys the office coffee that tastes like shit.
Fred is kind of a dick.
I got trip 9.
Trip 9. Okay, yeah, you... And...
Fred gave me his password once.
What are you messing up with Roger Williamson?
I'm going to disconnect the phone line. But I'm going to make it...
Cross the lines.
No, I'm gonna disconnect his line and make it seem like it's... I'm going to make the report... Say it's a error at the house, not that we cut it off.
Oh, so you're going to mess it up and make the report?
Yes.
Okay. So you, trip 9s, you mess up and make the report. And then, you've got a report saying they need a technician to go out.
Yeah, I got a habit.
Unfortunately, though, those all go to Patricia, and she assigns the technicians.
Okay.
So
I'm going to wander over, go and taste it, like anything, like any donuts or something in the kitchen area or anything, you know.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Yes, there are donuts.
All right, now I'm going to bring one over to her office, Patricia's office. So, anything fun come in yet? Donut? No. Hand her,
I have to watch my figure.
Oh, please, your figure's
watch
fine.
Not watching for you.
Wow, I don't get that. I don't get the reference you're trying to...
Oh, stop it. And she takes the donut, takes a bite. Let me see. Oh, look at that. Good timing. We just got one in.
Awesome.
Seems like some error at the house, so someone probably unplugged something they shouldn't have and can't figure out how to plug it back in.
You know, if they don't know what they're doing, they should not play with this stuff. You know,
but then we'd be out of a job.
Yeah, that's true. They should definitely leave it to us, because people at home try to fix things, they make it worse, and then it makes our job worse. You know, but
yeah, you're
it's
right.
A good thing you have the best person on staff right now.
It is. It is.
And I know that they have an awesome coffee shop on the way, too. Where'd you say it was?
And
blah, blah, blah. You know, I happen to know that there's a perfect route for me to stop to get some really good coffee on the way back.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
So she scraped me up the ticket, and I saunter off.
As you go, before you leave, she goes, "But if it's so good, maybe we'll go there again sometime."
Oh, yeah, if you like it, I'll definitely tell you where it is, and we can go there and share some coffee.
Sounds good.
Maybe talk about things not work related.
I would like that. All right, so James,
and
you've got
I saunter
dates.
Off with a bit of a swagger.
You are you wearing that swagger?
You get in your car like I got a thing.
I said with swagger and sauntering. I didn't say, you know, that.
What was that, Will?
Okay, so you set up the call for Williams' house. So you go over there.
I shoot these guys a text saying, like, heading over to Williams' house to give a look at the layout.
Okay.
I'll send him back. Be careful.
I take a selfie. I'm like, no, I don't take a selfie. That's stupid.
Take a Snapchat.
No.
That's not better.
That's not at all.
So you get to the house. It's a house.
Yeah. I'm going to ring the bell.
Okay. A man opens the door. Dark hair. A little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow.
No, how you doing, sir?
Can I help you?
Yeah, are you Roger Williamson? I look at my chart and...
Yeah.
All right, you're the owner of this residence?
Yeah.
We got a report in about your phones being wonky.
Here it goes.
What? I didn't make a report.
No, it's right here. It's saying some sort of technical issue.
What? Give me a second. He closes the door. You hear him walk inside. He comes back. Yeah, phone and TV's down.
Oh, I'm
Can you fix it?
Yeah, I can fix it. That's what I'm here for. You know, people in the area have also been making reports, so it might have been wrong house. I think lightning hit the transformer the other night, so that probably knocked things out.
Give me a devious deceit roll.
Yeah. Did it rain? It doesn't need to rain for it to... Oh, good thing my deceit's max. It doesn't need to rain for there to be lightning. Trip 8.
Okay, yeah, he gets nothing. Yeah, okay, whatever, come on in. Just be quick, I gotta go to work soon.
Alright. Oh, so what do you do, sir?
I work for the city.
Oh, that's nice, so do I.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, kinda, sorta. Brothers in arms.
Just, TV is right in there, what do you need?
Oh, no, I'm just gonna take a look at the wiring, gonna take a look at TV, you know, where the wiring goes throughout the house. I'm just going to follow the line, see where it leads, see if there's somewhere.
All right.
It's shorted out, see if you need a whole new wiring system set up or not.
Go. All right. So, cunning espionage. No, I'm sorry. Patient espionage.
Well.
All right. A pair of sixes.
Okay. Yeah, you scope. So what are you looking for?
I'm just checking out his house, the layout, anything that gives away to his personal life, if he has kids, married.
Okay.
Why, you know, or if somebody else is living there other than him.
You see there's a picture of him and a woman.
Okay.
You don't see any pictures of kids. You don't go upstairs because everything you need is downstairs. But it's a modest house. On one wall you see he has like a fireman thing, but he has like a picture of a unit in front of a truck, and looks like a few badges and like a shadow box frame on one of the walls.
Is he following me everywhere I go, or is he watching me, or is he getting...
He's watching you, but he's not following you around.
Alright. So he's gonna sneak pictures of...
He's in the kitchen making coffee.
Would I need to... I was going to sneak pictures or something, but I don't want to get caught taking pictures. That'd be awkward. No phone or TV in the bedrooms or anything?
No, everything's down here.
All right.
Wife doesn't like TV in the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, I found out. I can understand that. No, I can't. I'm not married. Sorry. I don't know why I said that. Just trying to...
You're lucky.
Oh. Problems in the homestead.
Do you want to try to persuade him to talk?
I'm trying to act awkward so he just kind of ignores me and walks off. So I'm trying to act, you know, like...
Okay,
you know.
So devious, devious corruption.
Yeah, right. Pair of twos.
Alright. Just finish up. And he walks off.
Yay! I gotta sneak pictures so I can get a kind of a layout of his house, you know, things he has there, personal names, you know, family members.
You pull out the camera and start taking pictures. Like I said, just those are the only personal things you see, down here.
All right. go through his DVR.
TV's not working.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean the cable box isn't working. Mm-hmm. You can still look up stuff. It depends on the situation.
But you can see what he has.
You rolled trip nines. It's not working.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I correct the issue. And, if there's any other problems, you can give me a call and I come down and check things out. Right now, everything's looking like it should be back up and again in about 10, 20 minutes.
Great.
I just got to get back to the office and flick the switch. Should be all good.
So what was the point of this, then?
Oh, well, a lot of the connections look like they got fried, so I had to change some wiring. Again.
By the way, do you have any secrets we could use again?
Well, we know he has a wife and that they're on the house, kind of.
Just a pair of nines.
Okay, yeah, he doesn't disbelieve you. Alright, so you head back to the office, flick the switch, and then things come back up.
Yay. Nothing but green lights. Oh, well, on my way back to the office, I stop at this really awesome coffee shop.
Okay. You stop at an awesome coffee shop. You get some for Patricia. She tries it. This is really good.
I told you. I know I am nothing but the best.
Alright.
I even got that problem sorted at the client's house.
Great.
Whatever
his
name was. He disconnected some of the stuff on the cable box.
You used to see it again. Whiffing everything.
Pairs of sixes.
All right, yeah. Okay, great. Okay, so everyone gets a scene. Great.
And
so you all reconvene at your sewer lair.
Yes.
Do we get to make cases?
Yes, sorry, you got to make cases.
Alright, I didn't get anything, really.
James could go for espionage and knowledge rolling about stuff.
You could make a slide. Well, that's up to him.
Okay.
Let's see, did Will do anything?
He kissed a guy and he liked it.
He stole a kiss.
Yes, he did steal a kiss, so he can get a point of greed. I'll propose that to you.
I'll take it.
Point of greed?
Yep.
He stole a kiss. Damn it, I should have fucking gloated to the whole office.
What about,
then I could have slid espionage to knowledge.
What about doing the training by Anthony Van Der?
No, you would have...
Sorry.
No, you don't get anything for that. Only gloating for the things down here. Only for the things down here.
Gloating.
Could have, for gloating and victory, I could have gotten a point of espionage.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you reconvene at your sewer lair. Still kind of smells, even though you have lots of air fresheners hung up.
And air purifiers.
Right.
So I guess, we're just hanging around.
Well.
I got sunglasses on. Playing Texas Hold'em.
All right, fellas. James Hold'em. I'm going to shuffle up the cards and deal out.
So what are we going to do about this Williams guy?
I was at his house. It looks like he's married. I couldn't get upstairs. Doesn't look like things are going too well at the home front.
Alright, I'm in for 5 cents.
The small blind's $5.
All in.
We just dealt out the cards, the flop's not even out yet.
I fold.
You don't put them face, you folded pocket aces.
I've never really played this game before.
It's alright, you're doing well.
You're doing real well. You're out on the first hand.
Just keep betting.
He has nothing else to bet.
He's all in,
and then
folded.
All right, so you guys are sitting around playing this ridiculous game of poker. When you hear an odd sound. It sounds like static electricity. Okay. There's a crackling. There's a flash in the middle of the room. And there's a robot standing there.
Huh? That's due.
Greetings, Fear Force 5.
I didn't know that. That's not me.
All right.
What is that?
I am Bernard.
I'm Bernard.
I work for Dr. Monstrosity.
Who is that?
Dr. Monstrosity
he's the guy with the
would like to
the
see you.
Tweet.
Who's Dr. Monstrosity?
He has a Twitter account.
Yes,
he
Dr. Monstrosity is the world's foremost supervillain.
Well, I never heard of you.
Yes, you have.
I'm saying I didn't know you.
I am not Dr. Monstrosity. I work for him.
Hi, Bernard.
He gave me life.
Oh, that's nice, Bernard.
Do you enjoy your life?
He gave me life.
Wise robot, wise robot.
That's your help. He goes, no!
So, where does this...
Bernard, do you have a Twitter account?
No.
Where does this Dr. Veracity want to meet us?
Dr. Monstrosity.
Right.
He would like to meet you at his secret base.
Is it a... tell me, from robot to human being, is Dr. Monstrosity, is this a trap?
No. If Dr. Monstrosity wished enemies dead, they would be dead.
That's
weird. That
I'm here.
I teleported into your base.
That's pretty good.
If he wanted you dead, I would have been a bomb.
Are you a bomb?
No.
Okay.
So he wants us to go to his secret lair.
Wait a second. You can teleport?
Obviously, he just appeared.
So what?
That's the coolest. I didn't know teleportation was a thing.
Yeah, apparently it is.
Dr. Monstrosity invented it.
Wow.
So,
how do we get to a secret base?
I'm glad you asked. And Bernard goes, and starts changing, and his chest opens up, and the man-sized robot turns into, like, a tub.
Oh.
Please, get in.
Oh, now I'm busy.
How did he find us?
Dr. Monstrosity knows everything about Apex City.
Can we take Bernard?
Now, before we deny this, do you have the capacity to become a bomb?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Get in.
Bernard, you probably should that should be opening. I think it's kind of pretty scary.
Thank you for the recommendation. Yeah. I will file it away for future use. Okay.
Get in.
Do you want to be friends, Bernard? I kind of like you.
I do not know the meaning of the word.
Oh, I'll teach it to you. Here, I'll Google it.
Searching.
Siri,
friendship. I cannot have those. I have no feelings.
But, oh man, you need to get some AI then.
Here we go! And there's... You feel the air around you start to tingle and all your hairs stand on end. And there's a bright flash. And suddenly you're sitting in a really large room. It's very bright compared to your dank sewer. And in front of you there's just a bay of windows looking down onto Apex City. You're in the sky.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Nice stinks.
We smell. We're the smelly villains.
Ooh.
We're up-and-comers.
We smell like
starting to feel a little bit self-conscious about our lair.
I got some Febreze.
Oh, yeah, please. Febreze? Yes.
Welcome to Dr. Monstrosity's secret lair.
I'm having base envy.
I'm going to put my hood on, so I'm going to suit up.
Yes, if you want.
I have my hood down. I put my hood up because that's like the dog.
Bernard's door opens, so you can all get out.
All right,
I had to jump in, and you had the door
the whole
time.
As soon as he showed up, I put my mask on.
How do we all look? Good?
Yeah, you look fine. It's just the smell.
Febreze. Just don't mention it. Maybe no one will notice.
Yeah, Febreze.
Please Febreze ourselves down.
All right. After you step out, Bernard shifts back into his humanoid form. Please follow me.
Now remember, everybody.
Do you have roller skates?
Remember, everybody. If he asks, I'm Dr. Deimos. Dr. Deimos.
Right.
And don't mention the Twitter account.
So Bernard very slowly leads you into another room.
Bernard, do you have wheels? Can you roll?
Not in this form.
You should probably just transform them, man.
I can't in the base.
That's why not.
It is against protocol.
Just go against protocol, man.
I cannot.
Could we please not try to incite a robotic rebellion?
I kind of want to.
That would be a bad idea.
Not for you.
Yes, I would die.
No, you wouldn't ever see, like, Terminator. All the robots won.
No.
You're not technically alive to die.
Why are we trying to incite hatred for humanity in the robot?
I
could be a bomb.
I want to be the kid, and he saves me.
Only one of the robots tried to save him.
And Bernard's the one. I can feel it.
Leave Bernard alone.
All right, he leads you into the room adjacent to the one you were just in. Another majestic vista of windows looking down over Apex City.
Seriously having huge basement.
There's a large, solid wood table in the middle of the room. It's laid out with food and drinks for all of you.
Oh, my gosh.
After we take care of that heist, we're getting new digs for a base.
Please help yourself. This is ridiculous. Dr. Monstrosity will be with you momentarily.
Are they spinny chairs?
Of course.
I'm spinning in the chair.
It could be poison. It's not eat.
I'm sitting there. I already took like a handful.
I'm gonna plant my feet firmly, and just in case it's one of those chairs, or like
push a button.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
guys, just
make
sure, you know, it's not one of those chairs that you push the button and you fall into a pit of snakes.
How can you tell?
It would be like a you'd see the seam, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go on the ground and like, look up for our seam.
You don't see a seam.
I'm just spinning in the chair, eating whatever.
All right, as you're on the ground, inspecting the bottom of your chair, Meyer, you hear a whoosh as a door opens.
Let me just feel around here.
I assure you, Mr. Howell's side, that they are not secret chairs that are going to drop you into a pit of snakes, or as would be probably more would make more sense up here, just drop you onto the city.
Oh yeah, like that guy in James Bond who was in the plane, in the elevator shaft.
I don't follow. It's Dr. Monstrosity. You look up. He is an older man. He looks to be about maybe 50. He has a salt and pepper beard, not too big, but, you know, you could see it. Salt and pepper hair. He's rather handsome, and he's wearing power armor.
Well, doctor.
As he walks in.
Dr. Monstrosity, it's an honor, sir.
Do you shake his hand?
Yeah.
All right. You shake his hand, and he almost breaks it.
Oh, it's an honor. You are a legend. I can't believe you would want...
It's a real treat.
Sit down.
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming. He sits down at the head of the table. There's right in front of the vista, so you have to look out over the city as you look at him.
Seriously having base envy.
Yes, well, didn't start out this way. Humble beginnings.
So what can we...
Did you also...
I'm Dr. Demos, by the way.
You have a base in a sewer?
Dr. Demos.
Well, it was Lord Demos.
It's Dr. Demos. See, I play Dr. Mask.
Dr.
Mm-hmm. Well, the doctor is kind of my thing.
Well, you know, you're
Shut up.
I'm a medical doctor.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not really a medical doctor.
Well, no, but I'm a medical doctor in the terrifying sense.
What?
That's true. The most terrifying doctor is an unlicensed doctor.
Right.
That is true.
He actually chuckled.
As you can see, we're just starting out. We're
yes. Well, I have to say that your exploits have caught my eye.
The thing with whatever that guy's fraud and
the Schadenfreude. That was
not us.
That
had nothing to do with anything with us.
He was supposed to be a patsy, and he name dropped us. That's not.
Oh, well, I was going to say that was kind of impressive.
He went off script.
Really?
It kind of was off.
It was a little bit. He went off script though.
Uh huh. Well, whatever it is, he's in police custody and doesn't remember a thing.
That's good. Wow. We did it.
Good. That was our plan.
Good. Well, I'm glad to see it went off without a hitch.
No, it hit.
Well, the hitch was that he mentioned us. He wasn't supposed to.
Ah, so it, him having a bunch of elderly people beat the deputy mayor.
Well, that also was not part of it.
Well, no. You see, wanted him to sort of shake things up, and we told him that it was up to him to come up with the plan.
Yeah. It was more of an audition for him.
And
I understand. And then, overzealous fanboy.
Happens
all the time. Well, gentlemen, the reason I brought you here was because I wanted to discuss supervillainy.
Okay.
You have made a bit of a splash in recent weeks. The fact that the mayor has created this task force to get you has really impressed some people.
It is, isn't it?
So, here's the way it works. Apex City is my franchise.
Yeah.
If you guys want to work here, you're going to have to pay.
Okay. I see what's going on.
Okay. It's an extortion deal.
It's not an extortion. It's the way the system works.
He's the top head honcho, and we're the up and comers.
Look, if you go to New York City, you would have to deal with Who is it over there? Lord Devilish. You know, San Francisco has Princess Payne. Everyone has their top dogs who work their way up there.
It's a good thing you had time after Lord Devilish to think of Princess Payne, because that's a much better, much better name than Lord Devilish.
Well, they came up with their names on their own. I think I remember talking with Lord Devilish. He may have been drunk when he came up with it. But, you know, we meet quarterly, and we elect the, you know, the superintendents to run each area. And this is my city.
Does Tutankhamun work? Is he part of the...
Of course, Tutankhamun pays his fees.
First off, we didn't know, we kind of bumped heads.
He's Egyptian-themed, I understand. But in the future... Part of being, you know, one of the benefits of being a member of the guild is that we can avoid embarrassments like that in the future.
That we did not mean to step on any toes.
I understand it happens, especially with newbies, just overzealously planning heists.
What do we get out of being part of this?
Why not getting beat up? Protection.
Don't give him any ideas.
Any villains you may or any you are the villains. Any quote unquote heroes that name themselves your arch nemesis are yours to deal with. For the most part, you would continue as if we weren't even there. However, membership does get you legal representation in the off chance that you are captured.
That's good.
You also get protection services. If for some reason things get really heated up and you need to get out of town, we can help you with that. We can also help you plan heists, depending on whatever is in your purview, what sort of things you want to do. We can help with that. There's a running list, so there's no overlaps. There won't be another Egyptian museum snafu again.
Again, sorry about that.
Yes, don't worry, don't worry.
What about real estate? This is nice.
Yes, well, this took time to build.
Yes,
you're going to have to lose the sewer. It's embarrassing.
That's just there's the only place we had to hide it.
I understand, but if you join up, the sewer's gone.
Yeah.
You guys smell like literal shit.
So where would we?
That's on you.
Because the Febreze didn't work.
We're the guild of supervillains, not the guild of nannies and realtors.
Do you have like a hideout? Do you have like a hideout, newspaper section or classified, sort of?
Hideouts don't really come up onto the market that often. Mm-hmm. Usually, when another villain dies, their hideouts.
Has anybody died recently?
No.
Is anybody really old?
Me.
I see where you're going with this, and while I appreciate the what's the word I'm looking for? Lack of initiative. I figure you should take some initiative and impress some people. You want to build your own base, customize it, make it something that screams Fear Force 5. Not literally, though, because it should be secret.
Yes. So, what are we talking about fee-wise here? Is there like a group discount because there's five of us?
No. Well, okay. It's a fifth of your... Pretty much, he lists a number that's a fifth of your... take.
Okay.
So the way it would work game-wise is when you guys pull off a job that would get you 5 points of generosity, you get four. And one of them goes to him. Mm. So somebody doesn't get paid that
month. Okay. Does the guild do PR work at all? Because we could really use some help negating this whole Schadenfreude incident.
Yes, well...
Kind of a stain
on
our
name. We do have a few people, but at this point it's going to be pretty tough to pretend that you had nothing to do with this.
And what about letting people know that I'm Dr. Deimos, because everybody seems to think my name is Lord Deimos.
He's been trying to rebrand for weeks now.
Yeah, that doesn't work. If you want to rebrand, you're going to have to kill off your old persona and come back as something new. It's really the best way to do it.
Ooh, maybe Lord Deimos has a nephew who's a doctor.
Ah, I like it.
No, because you're going to come back with the same costume, and it's going to be the same thing.
What if I change the color of the mask?
People are stupid. You would have to come back as something entirely different.
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of calling myself Dr. Deimos.
Right. Again, the doctor is sort of my thing.
Maybe stick with Lord.
Maybe Lord is a good title.
It's a little racial.
I like Lord.
Maybe change the mask.
I like the mask.
I mean,
do you actually have flowers in there? I meant to ask. I mean, considering it's a plague mask.
Wait, what? Say that again.
Do you actually have like things to keep it smelling better in there?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's
just the mask.
He keeps his lunch in there. I've seen it.
You go on a tangent a lot. Listen,
right. Anyway, I strongly suggest you signing up with the league.
Do we have to let you know immediately?
Yes.
I'm just going to ask a question that I probably know the answer to. What if we don't?
What do you think the answer is?
We get ejected.
Well,
you're
wearing that scary suit.
This is my smoking jacket, really.
just because you said that these aren't chairs that'll drop us into the air doesn't mean you don't have chairs that'll drop us into the air.
Maybe they shoot us into the air.
No. If you decline, Bernard will take you back to your sewer. But then you will be enemies of the guild.
Oh, okay. Well,
you won't have any assistance, and the guild will actively track you down.
So we have two people after us.
Right.
So.
Oh, it's not.
Well, no. You would have the mayor and whatever he's trying to do with his muni men. It's adorable. But then you would have the guild of supervillains actively out for your destruction.
Oh, the whole league, not just you guys.
Well, Apex City would take point, but if you would say went to New York, you would still be persona non grata.
That's not good.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of the guild.
That didn't take much thought at all.
If you want, I can leave the room if you want to discuss it amongst yourselves.
I believe we're all in agreement.
Yeah,
we don't want to step on any more toes.
Probably use a few minutes to talk things over.
I understand.
Wow.
Bernard will be here. Just tell him when you're ready.
Hey, Bernard.
And Deimos just fizzles away.
I do.
Sorry. Dr. Monstrato.
Well,
see, that's
you're
what
you
can't call yourself, Doctor.
No.
He just fizzles away.
You're confusing God.
What? So, I don't think we have any choice in this
matter.
No.
I think we
have
should.
You seen this? Look at this fucking place.
I know. We could be here one day.
Okay. Look. We can always... If we want to do anything, if we're unhappy with this agreement, we can always do something about it later. I say we go for it right now. It sounds like a good deal.
But then they don't know a laundering scheme. So
20% cut. Well, 20% cut is kind of steep. But
if we keep the money laundering on the DL, maybe
they already know
the fucking robot found us in the sewer. I think he's going to know about our money laundering scheme.
I don't know. He might not. I look over at Bernard.
He's completely motionless, standing against the wall.
He's hard to read. I don't know.
He's a robot.
He's charging.
He's obviously listening.
That's not waving my hand.
No,
it's not doing anything.
It's a robot. It's not going to do anything.
Hey, he has a name. I'm sorry, Bernard, for the rudeness of these guys.
Nothing.
See? He's sad. His feelings is hurt. You've hurt Bernard's feelings. If he had tear ducts, he'd cry. Apologize to Bernard.
It's not a living thing.
All right.
Apologize to Bernard.
The robot aside, we're all in favor of this. We're going to go into the guild.
Yeah, I was going to say yes when he was sitting there.
Do you see him?
It's impressive. Oh. I'm having huge base envy.
However,
listen,
let me just put this out there. How badass would we be if we... if we said no, we'd be the biggest badasses ever. Like, well, they said no.
We have enough enemies as it is. And also, they help out. Kind of.
He said there's room for growth. You know, this is an up-and-coming business, apparently.
I'm just saying, it'd be a pretty baller move to go, like, no thanks. We got it. We can take on you and everyone here.
We really can't, though. Not yet.
Well, that's intimidation.
We've been getting through with bullshit luck and the skin of our teeth and anything. We barely made it
all
out
right,
of
how
all
about this?
Things. With them on our side, we can. It's a all big
right.
plus to be part of the guild.
Okay, fine. We do this. However, we.
If anything, we said.
So we're doing this. All right. So we're doing this. We're gonna get.
What? Why might?
How about this then? We do this. All right. So we join up. We get legal protection, right? How about we should probably get Schadenfreude some help, because he was a fiend. You know, he was a trainee, and we kind of screwed him over a little bit.
Oh, fuck that guy.
He was a fiend. He was a Fear Force fiend. He was a fiend.
He was a fanboy.
We have to help him. I'm drawing the line here. If I'm going to agree with you with this, but I draw the line.
All right,
we
fine.
Can, we have to get
my minion.
We need Shard to find our help.
So I think we just became the Fear Force 4.
You don't just go up to someone and say, "You're my minion now."
No.
But you have to, like, break their spirit.
So I'd say, yeah, we join up, and if we're paying her, we need help, and Schadenfreude needs our help. I feel bad about it. He did get beaten up pretty badly.
He doesn't even remember us.
It doesn't matter.
He could have gotten out of there at any time.
It doesn't matter.
It's his decision. It was his call.
I'll bring it up. I don't give a shit. When he comes up and talks, I'm gonna bring up Schadenfreude then, without you.
You want to spend your money on that, that's fine. But I'm in favor. All in favor of joining the guild.
Aye.
All opposed?
Lord Demos?
Mr. Plague!
Mr. Plague? You're gonna die and become Mr. Plague?
Maybe I should stick with Lord Demos. I like Lord Demos.
I like Dr. Demos. Like,
so do I, but he's a big guy. And he's
why don't you just lie until you got a tattoo of it?
But we can call you LD.
Here's a suggestion. Lose the doctor mask and get yourself maybe like a nice set of like noble finery, like silk robes or something.
Oh, I can wear a different Commedia dell'arte mask. Simple. One of the lordly characters, like Pantalone or Capitano or Il Dottore. Oh no.
Yeah.
Right.
As I
great.
Said, just change the mask.
Alright, so we're all agreed then. We're going to do this.
Do what?
Join the league.
Oh, yeah. I thought we already told him we were.
Well, we were discussing it first.
Alright.
He just reappears. Glad to hear it.
So much Schadenfreude.
Told you the robot was listening.
Help him out.
Or
get some legal protection.
Schadenfreude is not a member of the league.
He was a fiend. He was a Fear Force.
Doesn't count. You all need to sign, by the way.
Well, I'm not signing that. No, I'm gonna. It's stipulation. We need to help Schadenfreude out.
If you don't sign, you're not in.
I'm already signing the paper.
The pen signs in blood. You have to prick your finger.
Prick my finger.
I'm gonna talk to Arudo about this.
Can I read the terms?
Because I'm kind of freaked out.
Okay.
So, here's the situation, buddy. Wake the fuck up.
Oh, my minion. Why do you grace my presence?
Alright, listen. We're getting involved in this deal here. He wants us to sign in blood. Is there anything that they can do to... I don't know. Am I giving him power over us? Like, what the fuck is this? I don't know this demonic stuff.
Maya, you know, as a demon, that by signing in blood, it makes it binding... It's magically binding.
Mm-hmm.
You have to if you break the terms of the contract, they'll know.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be hurt, but like if you conspire against them, they're gonna know. Whether or not you tell him that is completely up to you.
Mm. You.
Oh, you haven't done what he did. All right, so.
You've made. A deer with other beings with other demons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my odds flying solo in this city.
Most contemplate this. Give me a couple seconds.
Ryan's demon is the most disgusting hut ever.
Well, what do I do? Do I sign? Should I sign the contract? Is it? Am I gonna like? Are they gonna be able to destroy me from wherever I am, or something like that?
No. Sign it, and everything will be okay. But I will let nothing happen to my puppet.
Alright. That was deeply unsettling.
Yeah.
Pete gets a very unhappy look on his face as he pricks his finger and signs in blood.
What are you writing?
I'm just making notes.
Can we read the terms and conditions so that if what rules we don't break? Is there anything? Do you have a thing written up, or do you have? No, okay, I'm about to say. Can we roll
patient the knowledge?
Okay.
You put on the coat. You're the big guy.
You have to do, and then it's like a smaller print inside.
Pair of tens.
I also have a pair of tens.
What
are we rolling?
To read the contract.
Yeah, just to make sure there's nothing.
What are we rolling? Literally, patient knowledge.
Sorry,
we're rolling dice. Literally.
I got nothing.
You?
No.
That was Santa Claus, the person. This is Santa Claus, the clause. Alright, so who passed?
I got a pair of tens.
Ryan and I got pairs of tens.
I got a pair of tens.
Yeah, ten pair of buddies.
Okay.
Ten pair of triplets.
Alright, so Ed and Will, you just, click sign.
No. Oh.
You didn't roll?
Well, I was only in terms of.
That's it.
What'd you get?
Nothing.
Okay.
You pricked and signed.
Well, I was going to say, could I talk to Porter? And have the same thing.
Okay, well, talk to Porter.
Oh, and he's always on, so he's still.
Yeah.
Well, you still have to talk to him.
Yeah.
Take order.
So, Porter, is this a good idea?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Sawhouse. Do you think you could take on this Adonis and his robot and his state-of-the-art base? From your lowly hole in the sewer?
Probably not.
I'll say, as a demon, this is the kind of swag you want.
Right.
So that people will know. This is Porter's guy. Whoever's riding Shotgun and Dr. Demos is probably doing pretty well in the demonic court.
Dr.
Monstrosity.
See, now look what you did, Ed.
Whoever's riding a Dr. Monstrosity is probably doing pretty well in the demonic court.
Whoever's riding a Dr. Demos doesn't really know who he is.
Signing this contract will make double-crossing the league, the guild, and Dr. Monstrosity quite difficult. They will know if you intend them harm, but that just means you'll have to push yourself harder.
I saw that.
Alright. Thank you, Porter.
Look around you, Mr. Sawhouse. This is what true power affords those who take it. Instead of those who take out ads on Craigslist, Mr. Sawhouse, Craigslist.
4chan.
I like how
they're
different.
They're making a mock of me.
I like how different Naruto and Porter are.
Well, all the demons are. The demons are totally up to you guys.
All right, I need to have a chat with my demon real quick.
Okay. Well, Will, you. Porter says it's okay, so you prick and sign.
But know this. You have shamed me, Mr. Sawhouse. You have shamed me greatly. And I abhor you. Everything about you.
All right. So, Ed, you prick and sign and then think, maybe I should have read that. All right. So, James, you want to talk to your demon?
Yeah.
Kissing that man. Shame.
Mammon?
Ah, hello, puppet.
Joining a league. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be pretty cool. I'm actually looking forward to advancing in this company. Should I mention that I was the one that made the Twitter account? You think this is a good idea?
Well,
I mean, I did it. We did it to help our cause, and I don't know how he feels about it. And I feel if we're joining the league, I feel I should tell him before I sign, or after I sign, to make sure that this doesn't come back to bite me in the ass later. Because if he finds out later and we're part of the guild, that might lead to problems. But if I tell him before I'm part of the guild, you know, maybe ask for forgiveness. That was us that did the Twitter account.
In the interest of full disclosure, I would be honest with the gent.
Yeah, I don't want this come back to bite me in the ass. That's the thing. But I don't know if it's better to do it before or after I sign.
Well,
after I read.
The thing is that, now, do I know, like, would, as soon as he signs it, would he know that James did it?
No. If he doesn't already. It's not retroactive. From the moment you sign going forward, if you do anything against the interests of the guild, they will know.
Think about it this way, my friend. This chap was able to find you. Don't know how, because you're so bloody good that I can't see.
Now, you have no idea how you got here. You just, as soon as he talks to you, that's when you see stuff.
Look around. It's bloody brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, God, I...
Do you think this chap doesn't already know?
That's a good point. So it's better to be honest with him now?
Well, then at least you'll look like an upstanding villain.
No. Honor amongst thieves, huh?
Right. Honor amongst thieves.
All right. I'm going to do it. So I pop back in. So I'm going to with the reading?
Right, so you guys read it. It's written in the most complicated legal jargon that you have ever seen. But the basic gist you get is that you have to pay one-fifth every month. So, or one-fifth of every job goes to...
All right, as long as it's not like a time limit, as long as every job. So if like we don't do stuff,
minimum one per month.
Minimum one per month. Yeah. All right. Oof.
So you have monthly dues.
Monthly dues.
And if you act in any way that is against the interests of the league, you will be brought in for disciplinary action up to and including expulsion. Depends on what you do. They will convene a judiciary panel.
Okay.
Expulsions after death.
By expulsion, they mean they expel you from the flying base.
if as long as you don't have an ability that been flying,
which I do.
It depends. There's many different. It doesn't say what expulsion is.
Yeah,
it just says expulsion.
You could ask for clarification of like what are the disciplinary.
Yeah, I was gonna say. If you're expelled from the league, by death, does that make you an enemy of the league?
Of course.
Okay, so if we operated solo after getting expelled, that would be a big no-no. What if you just, you know, hang your hat up and, you know, call it a day and promise not to be a villain anymore if you get expelled?
If you were expelled and decided to hang up your hats, in most cases, the league would let you keep doing what you were doing. It depends on what you did to cause you to get expelled.
Okay.
Some crimes need to be answered.
We might have to beat you out of the best friends club.
Alrighty then. So it's pretty much...
Pretty standard contract. You're not. It's not going to necessarily ruin your life by signing.
I should know. I am free to...
Alright, so do you all sign?
Nope. Yeah, I guess so.
You're not signing?
No.
In the process of signing, I'm going to be like, by the way, that I don't know if you know this, but the Twitter thing...
it was you, I know.
Okay, good. I wanted to let you know before I signed...
Well, I appreciate that.
That was
honestly, I was able to find your secret base. You think I didn't know who created a fake Twitter account in my name?
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to be sure so it didn't come back later. And
Mr. Ryder, you haven't signed.
Listen... I'm not a I am a liar. However, I am loyal to my friends, and as much as he was an idiot, he was still part of the Fear Force 5.
He wasn't actually part.
He was a part.
He
helped us with the museum heist.
He didn't so much help.
He was there. He participated. He helped as much as this guy helped.
What's your point, Mr. Ryder?
Well, he needs legal help.
And the state will appoint him counsel.
It's
one of the benefits of living in America.
I would like... he needs...
he doesn't have money...
proper...
he doesn't have money for a lawyer?
You don't know.
He needs proper...
look. By the way, since I'm invoked now, I'm gonna just sing the I Dream of Jeannie theme song.
Da 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 da.
It's really hard to focus, man.
The man...
maybe you should use me more often.
We have turned it to YouTube.
The man caused a group of elderly citizens to beat the deputy mayor nearly to death.
As I said, he was an idiot, but he was still part of the Fear Force 5.
He's not part of the Fear Force 5 anymore. And it's the Fear Force 5 right now who's signing these contracts.
He was a tryout. He failed.
He's got to live with the consequences.
You've been missing for like 2 weeks.
That's a fair point. But he's not in jail.
That's right.
He's in jail because we sent him to jail.
Well,
we got him sent to jail. We got him sent to jail. We knew the mission was a shitty mission.
If you'd like, we could exchange him for you.
Like
put you in his place.
Well, that's not good at all. That's not good at all.
Ah, so your morality and your sense of justice only extends insofar as it doesn't inconvenience you.
That's true.
Right. Okay. Well, here's the thing. No one gives a shit about Schadenfreude. He was a fuck-up. He tried one museum heist with you, accomplished nothing because I've seen the security footage, and then went and got himself arrested after getting the shit kicked out of him by the Muni men.
Mm-hmm. Well put.
Then confessed. He's not guild material.
Well, no, he didn't confess because you wiped his memory of everything that happened.
Rhyme.
Matt
has long hair.
Here's what I got you because you're sick.
Oh, thank you.
It's a coat that says Ryan.
That's awesome.
It's a soda with his name on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chew.
But he's allergic to soda.
No, he's not.
Wait,
Ryan, watch me something, too.
Because
they have them at 7-Eleven.
Girl Scout
they have big ones.
Come and get your cookies.
That's what she said.
It's those things that Will brought that other time.
Yeah.
But it's the good ones, the caramel coconut.
Oh, well.
You got me a Samoa Crunch Bar.
It's amazing.
It's like actually a caramel coconut crunch
except
bar.
Not a Samoa Crunch Bar.
Samoa is racist.
You racist.
Asshole.
Listeners, that's Matt. That's Ryan's brother, Matt, calling him a racist asshole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
a true statement.
Yeah, no, it's true.
My brother's not racist.
No, a little bit.
You just said Samoa, and that's politically incorrect.
I feel like the best way to follow it up would be for you to call him something offensive, like a Mick, because he's Irish.
Yeah, Ryan would be a Mick.
Ouch.
I would go with Cyclops.
Yeah,
that's even
worse. That's our word.
That's our word.
You and Scott Summers?
Uh-huh.
And Mystical...
It's not a big one.
It's a faux big one.
And Mad-Eye Moody.
Mad-Eye Moody.
You meant to say Mystical Moody?
No, Mystical Monsters. Like actual psych, like the creatures. No,
like Nobody, who I tried making the joke earlier, but you didn't respond to that.
That's because you can't do anything.
Anyway.
Anyway.
If you really want to put yourself on the line for Schadenfreude, be my guest. But it's you or him. It's the Fear Force 5, not the Fear Force 6. We like the alliteration.
I can always escape from jail. I can become a dog and go through the bars.
Just screw him.
What's the worst that could happen?
He gets sent to jail. And the mayor makes an example of him. And I don't know.
The mayor did make an example of him. And he got punched in the face.
The mayor can't make an example of anybody.
Mayor douchebag.
Well, I think the real question... Schadenfreude himself is rather a milquetoast non-entity. But his rider...
Ah!
Does anyone know who's pulling the strings? So
War Goblin of the Defiler. She
that
is
sounds
a tough cookie.
That sounds like a rather intimidating name.
But as long as Schadenfreude is alive, she's not going anywhere. Or if he gets so good that they exorcise her, it's not likely to happen. He's going to jail. Not much room for being good.
Is there any chance that she could turn around and, you know, make trouble?
It depends. Wait, you guys... You don't know how this works, do you?
She would have to do
it. Of course we do.
She would have to do it through him, pretty
well,
much.
Yes, but I mean, like, you know, she could tell him that we set him up.
Then he would have to break out of jail.
I suppose she could. It would be up to him whether or not he believes her. And he would still be in custody.
True. Oh, and he doesn't know our real names. You don't want to tell us your real name, do you?
I'm Dr. Monstrosity.
Legally changed it last year.
I don't have a civilian identity anymore.
I wish I had your life.
One day, son.
I'm actually a corporate entity unto myself.
Monstrositech. So, Mr. Ryder? I understand why you're feeling guilty about Schadenfreude. Or,
I know.
What's his name? Kurt Van Himmel. But, honestly, there's no reason to. Lots of people, as soon as they get possessed, think that they're hot shit and get themselves in way over their heads. You guys almost did it, but you managed to wade above the water.
Come on, they asked us to be part of the guild. I mean, we've kind of made a name for ourselves.
This is a one-time offer.
Is it all or nothing?
Hmm? Oh, no, you four are welcome to stay members. Fear Force 4 works, or we can always pair you. We can always... we have a continuing roster. We can always throw someone in. But, however, Mr. Ryder, then, would have to hang up his hood. And if we got word of him committing any acts of supervillainy, you would have to murder him.
We'd have to be the ones?
Yes. We're a mess.
Do I still get part of the cut if I leave the group? I get part of the... I did a mission. We were doing the money laundering.
Oh, that.
I got the...
I will say, if you leave the group, Meyer, you're out of the game.
Oh.
I wasn't expecting moral objections from any of your characters.
It was actually more like, we fear this man, we're signing up now, because...
I'm in awe.
Yeah. We kind of want this.
I really wanted to exercise my demon and, you know, live a normal life, but after seeing this base,
tell you what,
lumberjacking competitor.
Look at all the good that you can do. You sent us invites on Facebook. They're going to turn the animal shelter into a kill shelter in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
No way you can fix that if you're not Helicide.
How about this?
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to pull a job anyway to pay your entrance fee. We'll take your cuts.
Yeah.
And put it towards Schadenfreude's legal defense.
Okay. Put that in the... Put that in my...
You'll have to take me on my word for that one.
Well... If we're doing a contract, we gotta have put in a fine line about that, then.
Just sign it, and we'll do it.
Hey.
I'm a villain of my word, sir.
Honor amongst thieves. I'm sure he won't betray us.
Is he known for not backstabbing other villains? Or, like, does he have like a reputation for... Or does he have a reputation for dicking people over? I mean, if he is well known...
I mean, you know him as his public face of Dr. Monstrosity. He's always fighting the League of Light.
Okay.
So you don't really know his reputation amongst other villains.
Okay.
You don't really know many other villains.
That's a good point. The only other villain we ran into.
We know.
You know Tutankhamun.
We know Tutankhamun and we know Schadenfreude.
Right. Neither one of which is really going
to. It wouldn't hurt. Listen, it's not going to hurt you just to write down, just like, hey, well.
I don't write the contracts. They go to corporate once I'm done with them.
Well, then let's talk to corporate and make him look that contract up and I'll sign it.
You are being extremely annoying, Mr. Ryder.
You might get thrown from this building any moment.
I think we might have just became the Fear Force 4.
I'm giving you my word that we will give Schadenfreude legal representation.
I understand, and I'm very grateful for that.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, it's going to be what simply is... This put another thing into the contract.
The contracts are magically bound. They can't be changed.
Well, it has to be. It's magic. Magic does anything, right? It can magic.
It doesn't do anything.
That's shitty magic, my friend. I'm gonna just put it out there.
It's the same magic that powers you. Can you do anything? No. You could turn into dogs. You don't even have full control over your animal form.
I like dogs.
That's wonderful.
Do you really want this guy to be your enemy?
Seems like we just wasted a half hour on this.
If if you're feeling reticent, I can just make you if you want. That'll make it easier. Then you won't feel like you're signing it.
Just do it.
Don't even ask. Just
no way. It. I'm not gonna sign it.
Okay. Bernard, escort Mr. Ryder out.
All right.
The robot walks over to you and puts a very steely hand around your arm and yanks you out of your chair. All right. And you teleport away.
Bye.
So, Fear Force 4, or do you want an extra?
We're already branded as the Fear Force 5, so we're probably going to need an extra.
That's a good point. I'll run some auditions. Are you looking for anything in particular? Do you want to stick with the animal theme?
I'd say we're fairly mix and match, so whatever you got that you think would work well. Only one...
Just not another Schadenfreude.
No.
Lord Ryder.
Peyton.
He was really good.
Peyton Ryder, right?
Yeah.
Peyton knows all of our names, and he knows where you live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should probably kill him.
Whoa! Who knew that Sparkler was so dark?
I had to appraise the corner somehow. More.
Appraise?
Oh. Appease?
No, he's going to appraise him.
Oh, he's a big, scary demon. That's how you appraise
him. I'm sorry, Meyer, but right. He wants you to sign the contract. They're not going to change it.
Yeah, that's all right. I understood that.
I'm appraising you. Appease. I need to appease Porter.
He's a 24-carat demon.
Or I can beat Ryder's senses.
Yeah, it's real.
Well, it's up to you what you want to do with him. You can try, if you want to try to convince him to sign, that's fine. But this is the contract. There are no negotiations.
No, that did.
If you can't trust us, how can we trust you?
I understand fully.
Yeah, we signed. It's now we're down a member, and he was actually really helpful with his skills.
Well, it's up to you what you want to do with him.
If we can convince him, can we get one other shot to get him to sign?
Sure. I can go teleport you to him if you want to try to convince him. Or, wait, why would I send four people to one? Bernard, come back. And all of a sudden...
What the fuck? Hi again.
Bernard lets go and you just kind of drop back into your chair.
Okay.
Listen, we're in a bit of a bind here.
Alright, what's the bind?
You know all about us.
And you know all about me, so...
Yes. What I'm saying here is even if you don't trust him, trust us like you have. Trust us like we've trusted you with who we are and who you are.
Listen, man, I'm not gonna sell out.
It's not about...
It's an easy thing. Is he gonna change the contract about
it? It is not an easy thing, Mr. Ryder. It's part of the guild's philosophy.
I'm not
if you don't trust us enough to sign the contract we give you, How could we trust you to honor the
Listen,
terms?
Dude, you talk shit about my powers, so why do you even want me anyway?
No, we want you. Don't
he
worry.
He wants to feel
no
more
offense,
don't worry about him right now. Think about us.
You're a
we
founding member
you.
Of the Fear Force 5.
We
need you on the team.
We can't have you unless you sign this. We want you.
Well, Mr. Monstrosity over here is being very difficult.
Dr. Monstrosity, I spent a lot of years in school for that.
Be that as it may, without him, without you, we're kind of lost. And, well, I'm not ready to give it up, so I'm asking you to sign this for us, not for him, for us, and the Fur Force 5, and the kennel.
What about the Fur Force 5?
Does Dr. Monstrosity just kind of look confused and mouth the words Fur Force 5?
Yes.
We're a team, so are we gonna, help me help Schadenfreude, then.
We can pack together.
We
can.
That we will
him.
Help him.
We can't.
Because we did bring up Shit Creek.
We had
Then we all get next heist. We'll help him out.
Our next heist would return profit. Then,
all of us will pay for next cut.
I will put a portion of my gain towards. Listen, John Freud is legal counsel.
Three musketeers, man. All for one and one for all. They had friends, all right? They had musketeer friends.
Well,
there was four musketeers.
Yes.
Well, the musketeers was a whole force. It's just
Sparkler.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will put a portion of my... I mean, we don't have to get him Johnny Cochran, but we'll make sure he gets like a decent.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that we're gonna get him out of jail, but we'll make sure.
I'm just
that
saying
doesn't.
Everyone has to put a portion of the cut to Schadenfreude.
Fine.
Help them out.
If it gets you to sign and stay with the Fear Force 5, fine.
All right.
Sparkler.
I'm not giving over my profit.
Sparkler, I'm gonna stab you in the knee.
Can we unsign him?
You're signed in blood.
I haven't been paid in a while. I mean,
you haven't been here in a while.
That's exactly what I mean. I'm not giving over my first funds to somebody I don't even know.
Do we have to work with him?
He would technically be part of the Fear Force 5. Whether or not you included him in your plans is up to you.
All right. Well, you got two of us.
Silver standard.
I still think that it's Schadenfreude's problem, but if this is going to be an issue, I'm considering this an investment in the group.
All right. So 4 out of 5 ain't bad. 4 musketeers, and then Sparkler. All right, I'll sign it. Poke my finger and.
So the four of us are going to give a portion to helping Sean Forder, and we're going to just give his portion to pay the dues.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
Wonderful. You guys have a glorious future of teamwork and cooperation in front of you, I can tell.
Hey, we did good for the first few things. We just hit a speed bump with something that we all didn't agree on. Normally we would work things out, but since there was pressure on the line, there's a little bit of... I assure you, we will advance in the ranks here.
Well, we'll see. You have to pay a membership sign-up fee. Pull a job. Get some money. Most of that, apparently, is going to go towards Schadenfreude's legal defense.
Well, not most.
All of it.
No.
Who said all of it?
Some of it.
20% is going to us.
So that's fair. That's fine.
I thought you said a fifth.
It was 20%.
How do you run a business?
Oh, right. I'm not.
That was in character with the whispering. I'm not
good with percentages.
Mm. Oh, that's why you don't have any discounts at your store.
Yeah.
What if I said it was half of your take?
That's way too much.
How about 50%?
It's the same.
Hey, that's the same thing.
Right. Okay. Look. Any questions?
Any advice for a first job? Or are we on our own with that? Do you have something in mind that you want us to do? Or so to prove our...
Nothing in particular.
Step on another one of his toes.
Yeah. Or... Yes, that thing.
Well, you
don't
can,
want
you
to
can brainstorm. Well, you've already taken out Older Americans Month. It's Memorial Day coming up. You could try holding some of the city's veterans hostage. Yeah, after what you did with the elderly, that's probably not a good idea,
yeah,
especially if you want to keep your image.
Anything the mayor involved with that we can, you know...
Oh, what about that bike thing?
Ah, yes, the city bikes. Well, you would have to figure out a way to make money off of that.
Right.
Take them hostage, although I don't know how much the city's going to pay you for a bunch of bicycles.
Yeah, we originally started out, we kind of liked making the mayor look like a douchebag.
Oh, that's fine. He is a douchebag. He deserves it. I never
but now that him. Now that there actually has to be
that was me, by the way, the mayor douchebag thing, that was me.
Good work. You can always do a kidnapping, hold someone or something for ransom.
We did that already with a tree.
A tree though, it's not a person.
Do you think you could get some intel on somebody for us?
Who?
Roger Williamson.
Who was that?
The Muni guy. The fireman.
He's the fire marshal.
Ah! One of your nemeses.
If you could find something out about him for us, we could take him down.
Still not going to make you any money.
Mm-hmm. We might be able to turn it into...
Well, what if we steal his money?
We might be able to turn it into, blackmail him. That sort of situation.
It's possible. We can have our agents look into it. I can't give you anything right this second.
Why don't we just steal, all the Muni men's money?
We would have to get into the treasury account and transfer it to something that we can get.
They don't have, like, their... I'll say out of account. They don't have, like, their own account. They're just paid by the city.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we just steal all their...
All of their private funds, yeah.
You have to find out who all four of them are.
Or we could just, bankrupt...
make them all bankrupt.
We could bankrupt Williamson, because we know who he is.
I mean, if they're all poor, how are they going to have a... Like, they're probably...
They'll work
job.
For the state, so... They're probably not making that much money.
Well, the point is, we need to know more about...
Focus on us.
We need to know more about him and find out about the others, and then we'll take him down and make a little money off of it.
That'll be a side thing. We need to do something to make us money right now to pay our entrance fee into the guild.
Bank heist.
What'd you say?
Bank heist.
I was thinking
classic.
The same thing.
You could try holding one of the sports teams hostage if you wanted to, or that's one of the stadiums or arenas.
How about, the women's beach volleyball?
The Apex City Towers. Buying a ticket to that game, it's already like robbery, am I right?
You don't watch sports.
Well, which team are you talking about? I already named them all.
Oh. The baseball team.
Oh, no, that's the Apex City Bandits.
Okay, the Apex City Bandits.
They play at Ed O'Neill Field.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill.
Turns out he owns it.
This is ridiculous.
I own the soccer team.
Well, I say we go for a bank score just because we need something that's going to guarantee us cash.
So an old-fashioned bank heist.
Ever seen those movie Inside Man? Do that.
So who's going to be the Inside Man?
I don't know. I wonder if it's going to be the Inside Man.
So that would require a lot more planning than just running in and just robbing.
So yeah, we're planning this, man.
Or a diamond heist.
We're not going to do this right now.
A diamond heist?
Well, we kind of got to do it right now. We got to pay our entrance fee.
But right now we got to do it.
Not like right this second, but...
Oh, you can plan it. And
yeah, see? Plan it.
We have time to plan it, but we don't have enough... We have to pay an entrance. It's...
All right. Can we have this conversation, like...
In the
do you want to go? We can send you back to your base, if you like, but honestly, get rid of that soon. Bad for your image. It's bad for our image.
Well, we're starting out. That's just our starting location. We were planning on moving up anyway.
Listen, the Ninja Turtles were in the sewer.
Have you seen the new Turtles movie?
It's not out yet.
Okay, how about this?
I saw the trailer for it.
I think we have a warehouse down in the docks district. It's abandoned. You could use that.
Oh, okay. We'll go there. Can we take our stuff? Oh, can we take Bernard, and then can he, like, help us take our stuff to the warehouse?
Bernard will transfer your couch and your whiteboard to the warehouse.
Yes, we won't really need the air fresheners.
Is there a female Bernadette?
No. Not
well,
yet.
Fish is a step above shit, right?
Yes. Two steps, actually.
Give Bernard a wife named Bernadette. He seems lonely.
Bernard does not have feelings.
He might.
He doesn't.
It could happen.
No, it can't.
It might. It happens in movies all the time.
Peyton, please stop antagonizing.
He doesn't know if it can happen.
I know.
Things happen all the time. That's weird.
Can we just be teleported to the thing while he's trying to argue that?
And you're in an abandoned warehouse. A moment later, Bernard arrives with your couch and your whiteboard. And your TV.
I'm just saying, there's no way to really, truly know it can happen.
No, what can't happen?
Bernard, thank you. Go back.
That you can't
we'll
have feelings.
You.
Oh, I don't.
Well, not now,
no,
but maybe
we
later.
We know. Thank you, Bernard. Maybe have a good future. Day. Go back to Dr. Monstrosity. Thank you.
You are welcome. Goodbye.
I hope he has some nice dreams tonight.
All right, so you've got your new lair. It's an abandoned warehouse.
Stinks of fish.
It stinks of fish, and it's very dirty. It's a bit of a fixer-upper.
We're still going to smell.
Well, like I said, fish. It's a step above. Oh, two steps, actually, I heard.
I'll take the weekend off, and I'll start fixing up around here.
Wait, what's the step above poop?
Vomit?
I don't know. They both smell pretty equally.
Regardless, we got a bank heist to plan. We got to pay our entrance fee. We don't have that much time to do it, so we can't do like an inside job. I figured
fast.
We run in, snatch and grab. You know, old fashioned.
What?
Hold people hostage, cut off the alarm, type of deal.
I can turn ghost form, go into it, and grab the money before you guys can break out of it.
Can't carry things in ghost form.
We don't need
to. I can unghost when I'm in the vault.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we don't need
before
to.
They even have to.
We don't need to do a whole lot of planning. We can just. You know, you can hold the crowd at bay with your impressive stature. You and I can scare the shit out of them, make them pee their pants and run away.
I'm saying that, like, as you guys are holding up at Nick there, before we can even open up the safe, I can have all the money before, so once we open it, I can just get right out. You don't have to take time to go get all the stuff in. I can
into
just go
the vault,
in, goes
all right. Bags everything up, while we...
And you can, you know...
I can break them out.
And you can, you know, hold them all... at bay with your guns and your fire or whatever it is that you do.
It's like maybe like we can do like a dark night. Oh no, they kill each other. Never mind, don't do that.
And Sparkler, you can
sparkle
backstab your friends.
Don't look at me.
Backstab.
You're kind of a dick. I'm just saying.
Alright, guys, we're the Fear Force 5. We're not supposed to fight amongst ourselves. We're supposed to fight...
Why am I being a dick?
Because you're
the one arguing everything.
Our enemy is the Muni Men.
Let's focus on hug.
You'd have to make two... what do you have to roll for that?
What is it?
Body control.
Devious deceit.
All right, yeah, so you have to roll twice. If they want, though, they can resist.
I want all
the more. You didn't say that, Arudu. You said that I couldn't let them have any of it, and I didn't.
Oh, six sevens.
How did you roll six sevens?
Because my devious deceit is 10, and I rolled six sevens.
Your devious deceit is 10?
Yes.
Fuck.
Wayland is a great liar.
Yeah.
My deceit is maxed.
Okay.
Not my devious, though.
Give me 1 second here.
What?
I just want to look up the powers and see what they can...
I don't know what I'm planning on doing.
But I rolled 6 sevens.
Well, it's, yeah, if I remember correctly, it's the height in words.
No, that I know, but I'm just trying to see...
what they'd have to roll.
Yeah.
Oh, if... whatchamacallit? If they choose to ignore it, they'd have to take the slide, but in this case, it would eliminate the quality.
Yeah.
Instead of making two rolls, can I just split that between two?
The strategy.
Characters could choose to defy a command doing nothing instead. So you rolled 6 sevens?
Yeah.
So you want to do 3 and 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys... So you guys suddenly feel compelled to hug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you have three... So you have three words. What are your three words for each of them?
No, it's height in words.
Seven.
Oh, seven, words. Right. Okay. So what do you...
Hug and make up.
Okay. So you guys are suddenly compelled, both of you, to hug and make up. You can resist, and you lose a point of nurture. If you have no nurture, you lose a point of insight.
Could you two just hug and make up?
I'm just gonna begrudgingly hug him. Do I kind of know he did it, though?
Oh, yeah, no, you know it's not your idea.
Well, then I'm gonna begrudgingly hug him, and after I do that, I'm like, don't use your powers on your friend! What if I use terror on you?
Well, I used it in a nice way.
No, you didn't. That's a terrible way to use it. You can't force your friends to do stuff. That's rape, brother.
Are you going to stand for that, Mr. Sawhouse?
You just raped me.
I didn't rape you.
Yes, you did. You forced me to do something beyond...
Don't look. I can't tell you what to do, Will.
I just...
That's assault, at least. At the very least.
Gentlemen, I was trying to make things better.
Think before you do it, man. That's not right.
All right, look. What he did, yes, it was wrong, yes. But he's trying to stop the internal fighting.
I understand the intention.
What you did was wrong. Just apologize. Could you please accept his apology? Can you two stop fighting? We have a bank heist to take care of. We have Muni men to deal with. They don't like us. The mayor hates us. We have enough problems on our own to be fighting with each other right now.
I'm sorry.
I
just, your apology. Just don't do it again.
Well, I guess he is going to stand for it, Ryan.
I'm sure he was very intimidated. I don't think he meant that. I think you need to make him mean it.
Are you going to activate an aspect?
Well, Will's got invisible and...
Carapace.
So he's defensive.
Carapace manifests as something.
I think you need to challenge him, and then I'll activate his carapace. So okay. How does that...
So what is your... Carapace is sly. So Will has three. So since you're activating it...
So I roll three dice, and if I get a set, then there's no slide. But if...
Right. If you,
I don't, then it activates anyway, but he slides to virtuous.
Yeah, he slides from sly to open.
Okay. Nope, no sets.
All right, so Will, slide a point of sly to open...
No, erase the sly.
You erase the sly.
I was gonna do the opposite way, but...
So what does your carapace look like, Will?
I do not know.
What does his carapace look like, Ryan?
I figure Ryan's more of an idea.
With Porter, probably like steel plating that grows out of his flesh.
Okay. So, Will, all of a sudden...
Let's say if he's a lumberjack, maybe...
Metal just erupts from your flesh, and your skin just turns into metal.
Sparkler, what are you doing?
Okay.
I said I'm sorry.
I have clad...
This guy's a loose cannon.
I have clad you in power, Mr. Sawhouse. Go and make him mean his apology.
What's going on?
He can't force you to do anything,
but...
You know what? I'm going to step in front of him and use my terror and scare him, scare Will, to say, stand down!
All right, it's not just Will, it's an area effect.
No, whatever, then, whatever.
So you're just terror... Is she just going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait, before you do that, I can just turn him away.
The game.
No, well, to be fair, also, he's kind of annoying me.
I'm not going to stop you. That's... I'm just telling you, it's not...
The sparkling has been kind of annoying how Cypher opened.
We did say that our powers don't work... like, if we didn't want to, our powers didn't have to work on each other.
Right.
So,
but,
like, if Meyer wanted to do terror, he wouldn't have to scare us.
Well, no, I'm going to say, if he wants to do it to one of you, it's an area effect.
If we're treating each other as hostiles, then that kind of negates that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Aw, man, why couldn't you be Goose? You had to pick Mammon. Talk to me, Goose. What are we doing?
Alright.
Goose girl has the range of a handgun.
Can I just shove him out of the way?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not an area thing.
If you want to get involved in this little fracas, just say the word.
I rolled 3 8.
You can owe me a favor later.
Alright, so Will, you roll Insightful Nurture to defend.
And just to be a total dick, my character Pete goes, Bruce, what are you doing?
So yeah, Mammon, because he's still involved.
What'd you get, Mammon?
3 8.
3 8. Okay, so Will's 2 gobbles 2 of yours.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't work. Well, you do it, but it doesn't pierce his defense.
Right. So, because Mammon's still invoked, if you want to join this little fracas, just say the word. You can owe me a favor later.
Well, then I'm just like, stand down!
And don't worry. No, he tried to do it.
I promise I won't make you hurt that little tartlet.
Can I just shove him out of the way?
Just push him?
You have my word.
Actually, hit him out of the way.
That's open endurance.
I'm gonna try to get him to
stop.
So
he just says, stand down, and you push him?
Yeah.
Do you want to resist, Meyer?
Yes.
So he's open courage. What do you want to do? That would depend on how you
want to. I don't want him going closer to.
So what are you going to do to him?
I'm just going to stay my place. I'm just going to hold my ground and not let him push.
I'm going to open. I'm going to say open endurance. You are standing your ground.
I want to use psychic object and bring out a wall to separate everybody.
And Ed,
I'm going to tell him to like. Well, I'm going to stop it. Whatever I roll.
Okay.
I got a pair of 9.
Pete is going to Impossible Beauty.
Okay, so everyone roll. That's it. Okay, we're in combat. Everyone roll.
All right, trip 9s.
I got 3 5s.
I got two 2s.
Okay.
I got 3 5s, 4 3s, and 2 4s.
I got 3 8s.
Okay, 5 sets, 4s, 3s. All right, so Ryan, you had 3 9s.
I had 3 9s. I'm basically like, listen, everybody, why don't we all just calm down? I'm gonna, I should probably make a second roll.
Your first roll is to
activate my Impossible Beauty.
Yeah.
So I'm Impossibly Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, so James, what'd you get?
3 8s.
And Ed, you got 3 5s. All right, so James, what are you doing?
I'm using Psychic Object, and I'm pulling out a slotted wall to separate each of us into a different area.
Okay. So you just pull out this. How does your magic? Does it like purple, or does it just look like regular stuff?
It looks like it starts out like small and purple, and it just comes into a real
thing.
With
the wooden walls now?
No, right. it's metal.
Oh.
All right. So James reaches into his tool pouch and pulls out a little purple thing, and then slams down a wall in between all of you. And Ed, you are
sit down and calm down.
All right. So Will, you can. You either lose a point of nurture, no, courage.
Okay.
Or you do what Ed says.
I grit my teeth and I sit down and stop. All right.
I'm sorry, use a point of nurture.
Look, I know I said I wouldn't do it again, but then you went to hit me, so I kind of had to do it again.
And what were you doing, Mark?
I just stood my ground.
Okay, so, alright, so there's a wall between all of you. Will, you sit down and calm down, which you did. And Ryan, so you rolled Impossible Beauty, so, alright, next round, what are you guys doing? Well, I'm sorry, Ed, you can't force him to calm down. You can make him sit down, but you can't control his emotions.
Sit down
and shut up.
Right.
I would send like last turn that since like they couldn't do it, I'm just gonna like look at him and growl.
Okay. Well, you could have done that last turn.
Like, yeah, so I did.
Okay.
Are you going to let Repulso make a fool of me, Mr. Sawhouse?
I'm gonna talk to him.
Talk to who?
Porter.
Okay.
If I start attacking them, there's it's four versus me, and I'm not gonna win, and we're not gonna get anything out of this, and you're not gonna get that beautiful, beautiful office.
Or
a minion.
Very well, Mr. Sawhouse. I see your reason. But know this. They will have to answer for this someday, and you still owe me a minion.
I know I do.
And then the voice goes silent in your head.
Right, put a deadline on it.
Yeah, why not? That's a good idea. I want one before the end of the week.
Oh, rough. I guess I gotta go visit Dr. Monstrosity and ask him and get some pointers on how to get a minion. Because I don't know how.
I will show you how, Mr. Sawhouse. I am an expert at breaking men's wills.
I guess during this heist, I'm gonna steal myself a person.
You're gonna kidnap somebody during that. Alright, whatever.
Minions have to willingly serve you.
Well,
otherwise they're not minions, they're slaves.
Oh. Well, how to get a minion?
You have to persuade somebody that you're worth serving.
You have to persuade someone that you're worth following.
Or torture them to doing it.
Would I be able to help out with that with Cloven Hooved?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, then we may have an opportunity to use Cloven Hooved.
Wait, didn't you get rid of Cloven Hooved?
No, he got
rid of Darkness Shadow.
Oh.
Because a bunch of us took it.
Yeah.
I calm down and the metal disappears from my skin and...
It disappears when he says it disappears.
You know what? Porter will turn that off.
Okay.
Does it just kind of like fall off or does it like sink back into his
skin? I like the idea that it all like falls off and just sort of fizzles away on the ground.
Alright, can we all calm down now? Are we all calm? You said you want to use your powers on people again. On us again.
I only did because you had to hit me.
What?
Is that just me? He's talking about a fucking loose cannon sparkler, isn't he? Or maybe he just...
Since I've come back, you have...
Sorry, I'm assaulting at him right now. Since I've come back from wherever... from New Hampshire, you have done nothing but badmouth me since I've gotten back. What did I ever do to you?
You tried to hit him and you turned into a mech.
Just now, the entire day, he's been ripping on me.
One, I wasn't very impressed by your showing at our introduction. Two, and you just left for like 2 weeks.
You know, oddly enough, this situation could be greatly aided by our friend Schadenfreude.
Yeah. All right,
you have a demon.
I'm gonna turn to Bruce Pete, and since I'm impossibly beautiful, mm-hmm. I'm going to devious nurture him to persuade him with decency. You know, we're all under a lot of stress here. You know, we're still finding our legs as a team.
All right, so you got it's plus three to your roll?
Plus three, yeah.
All right.
So
you taking it as dice or...
I'm taking it as dice because I only have three dice.
Okay.
In the pool.
Will, do you want to resist or are you just going to let him...
I'm trying to calm down, so I guess I'll just let him do it.
All right.
No, shit, nothing, but... If you're not resisting, then that's basically what I say to you. Like, we're all under a lot of stress. That was very freaky. What just happened to us with Dr. Monstrosity and his emotionless fucking robot? And I glare at Peyton as I say that
right now.
teleporting into our base, and now we're in a factory someplace, a warehouse.
Oh yeah, where are we?
He said downtown.
We just got teleported here.
Ducks. district.
None of us have
a transport. I put my phone on, I go to Google Maps and see where my location is.
You're in the docks.
Where are we?
we're all like blocks and blocks from where we parked our car.
Oh, yeah.
Siri, where are we?
Boop, boop. You are uptown.
And what, like a little like map display, Google Map address?
Yeah, there's a little Google Map. Yeah.
All right, this is temporary. We're not going to stay here.
Siri, where's the nearest bank?
Boop, boop. She gives you an address.
Siri,
TD Bank, 3 blocks from here.
Siri, I need a drink. Four or five blocks.
Oh, there's a TD Bank 4 or 5 blocks from here.
Siri, I need a drink.
Boop, boop. Lots of bars in the docks.
All right. I'm gonna go to the bar. I don't know. It's just like this.
We're in costume.
Right.
We need have to plan.
What's my name?
Dr. Demos.
But since we are friends, I get to call you Kevin Sorbo.
What?
I told Siri to call me Kevin Sorbo, so now she calls me Kevin Sorbo.
I can see that. Okay. We're not one of the five Kevins.
All right.
So you got to rob a bank.
We got to rob a bank. We need to stop fighting each other. We have the Muni Men. Then now we are part of a guild.
Anybody got any weed?
It's been a whirlwind week for the Fear Force Five.
Yes, it has.
We just got Sparkler back. Yes, he didn't perform well on our first heist, but you know what? It was our first heist. The man can't perform under pressure.
No, I'm just saying, he didn't. And then he disappeared 2 weeks.
Yeah, whatever he does in his personal life got in the way.
We're a team. We have to stay together.
Yes.
And we're going to stay together.
That didn't work.
You didn't, though. You just said you went up
all
the
right.
New Andrew.
All right. I have a suggestion. Everybody listen to Lord Demos.
Are you using your powers again?
No. Listen.
We agreed not to do that to
Let's
each other.
Let's just all imagine a chalkboard.
We don't have to imagine. I have one right here.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go over the chalkboard and write bad stuff. Watch what I do. And I erase.
Erase.
It. See?
That was very poignant.
We have a blank slate.
Wow.
All right. You never disappeared. We never screwed over Schadenfreude. We'll get him out of jail still. Hey.
We'll try.
You never made fun of him. I never used my powers on anybody. You never went metal. Everything's cool.
Alright, so we're part of a guild now. New beginnings. Can we not infight? We have nemesis. Nemesis. Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Nemesis. Nemesis.
Nemesis. Nemesis. I'm trying to remember the quote from
Namaste.
Okay.
We made a name for ourselves. We got recognized as a villain group. We can't fall apart now.
Oh, man, my girlfriend totally said a house I was a super villain. Oh. A super villain.
That's pretty cool.
No, because she was upset that I brought a cat home.
Oh. No, she's not a cat person.
I guess apparently not. I mean...
Well, I rolled a die. If you got it wrong, she would have been allergic.
Okay, well. But I think Meowth has pretty adorable. I think she'll
probably come around.
My other cat was kind of fat and a jerk, but Meowth
said. Was he 23 pounds and headbutted you?
Yeah.
All right. So what's our plan?
My cat is not a jerk. He's just fat.
My cat was a jerk though, not
so,
yours.
So what's our plan?
All right. We should probably case the place, find out. When they, you know, had their armored car pickups and
also
robbed the place before then.
Let's not steal a bank near our new headquarters.
Well, I didn't think we were going to stay here. I figured
Siri,
this was
what's the furthest bank from here?
All the way downtown.
Also, the robot dropped us off without any of our vehicles.
We're all going to have to walk back to our car.
You don't know that. You didn't look outside.
Okay, I go look outside. Are our cars there?
Yes.
That's fucking horrifying.
Wait, what? Did you just say our cars are here?
Our cars are parked outside.
Well, that's pretty tough.
Well, guess no secrets from the Dr. Overlord.
Yeah, no.
You better not scratch my car.
That's why we signed with him, because that... Well, that point.
Let's check for scratches or damage, because... Who knows? Oh, teleportation.
I'm not filing that insurance claim.
Yeah, Dr. Dr.
Monstrosity.
Dr. Monstrosity teleported by car, and now it's got all things in it. Yeah, that wouldn't look good on a form. Anyway.
We should probably set up a checkpoint where we can, like, ditch...
Would your insurance pay for teleportation damage?
I'm going to say in this world, there are super villain and superhero clauses. It depends if you took that on your cover.
Patriot's Way.
Patriot's Way.
Yeah. You have to opt in for that cover, so it's not standard.
It should be standard.
Depends where you live.
Yeah.
The marvelous mosquito man.
So, I said the way we get away, we have to steal a truck or some kind of van.
Well, we have a ghost dog that can go ethereal, that can go into anything. We can pretty much acquire any vehicle, regardless if it's locked or not.
Okay.
You can make vehicles.
I can make vehicles. I forgot.
Okay, you know what? It's getting late, so before we get deep into planning, I'm going to cut it here.
All right.
Next time, well, you can plan and execute.
We're actually going to do something.
Bank heist.
We did stuff. We had character.
We argued.
You didn't expect it to take that long.
No.
Can we make cases?
Yes, you can make. So that's the end of a scene. And that's the end of the game, too. So you guys can make cases for repentance and sins. And let me double check the long-term growth. I think you can swap points or spend two to get one.
Can I give Meyer plus two for torturing someone because he tortured all of us with all of that for a while?
No.
Okay. Does Meyer as a person get the plus two?
Yes.
Okay. I think Ed gets the seat.
Why?
Only the demons can make that case.
And why?
Oh, that you are Ed's demon.
Yeah.
Why does Ed?
Hopefully, betraying and mocking someone who trusted you.
He might get cowardice.
Cowardice.
Plus one for humiliating someone because he pretty much humiliated Bruce.
Yeah.
Told him to sit down, and shut up, and.
I would say yeah.
I was gonna give that to Meyer as well. With the seed.
I fail though.
For what?
Mocking someone who trusted you. For, you know, insulting him and everything.
And Meyer kind of had his rectal this entire game. And he almost left the Fear Force 5 today because of he disagreed with one thing.
Okay, that's not mocking anyone. I don't know if there are too many.
It's really hard to make any cases. There really wasn't much done.
I would say espionage to knowledge. You learned something new and important.
We did learn something important.
Espionage.
Can I make the case for cowardice to endurance, losing a conflict that cost me substantially because I had to give up my entire share in this bank robbery to...
Okay.
For what?
Oh, can I do that one, too?
We're not giving up our entire share.
But we had to
actually,
up.
You know what? No, I would say cruelty to courage. Demonstrating mercy or protecting someone.
Right, but no, we didn't do it. We didn't... That may be for Meyer. For Ryan and I, we didn't do it out of mercy.
That's true.
We just kind of lost an argument. And
cowardice to courage, sure.
Cowardice to endurance.
Yeah. Meyer, I would actually give you corruption to nurture. Admitting to wrongdoing and trying to make up for it.
Yeah, if you wanted
for trying so hard for Schadenfreude.
All right. What if I don't have any more corruption then? Am I not a corrupt person?
Then you don't slide.
What if I had one in corruption though? So that means I would have no more corruption.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Do it. Why not?
So yeah, you slide it to nurture.
I think he's a nicer guy. With a demon.
Well, if you make someone your minion, you can get points in corruption.
That's Will's going to get some on that.
You can do it, too.
Match.
I don't think your demon's going to be upset.
Can I have doggy minions?
No.
Okay.
Making someone your minion.
And the long-time growth is you can...
Long-time growth, you can...
Well, like the penguin. The penguins were his minions. They did what he said.
Yeah, but he wasn't possessed by a demon. So you can slide a point between two opposite strategies.
I'm just saying,
you
can make an animal new minion if you can talk to it. And I can talk to it.
So you could slide a point between two opposite strategies, or you could spend a point, you could get rid of one sinister and virtuous tactic in the same box and add a point to one of your strategies.
Okay, I'm going to slide it open.
The tactics are the little ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can say that again?
So, like, if you erased a point of cowardice and endurance, or cowardice and courage, you can get a point of sly.
Mm-hmm. You have to
but
do...
it has to be one virtuous and one sinful in the same group.
Or
it gets you a point in one of the strategies.
Or you can slide.
Or you can
or
slide,
you can slide a strategy.
Tactics. You can slide tactics.
Oh, you can slide tactics. You can't slide.
Oh, strategy. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Strategies.
You know what? I'm going to leave it at one and one. I'm off.
I need to build up my tactics.
Yeah, I was looking for... I realized that I probably should have gloated at the office.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's how you build up tactics. You have to...
By being a douchebag.
Yeah, you have to be a dick.
No way I'm...
Yeah, I need to build up tactics.
And then I get... And then I guess you would repent and slide.
Yep.
Yeah. You have to be bad and then be...
I think my character after this is going to start slowly getting corrupted and start welcoming the demon.
Now that you've seen what
he
gets you... If you can balance it, it could be pretty good.
Because in the beginning, all he wanted to do was get rid of him. Now that, you know, part of a guild and a team, and I'm actually doing something with my life, other than being a phone tech.
It could be your job.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm very disappointed that we're helping out Schadenfreude. Because I was really looking forward to see what it would like, maybe like 10 games down the line, Eric's character just comes back and he's all bad.
He's never going to play again.
Because he's been in jail.
Yeah, because as an NPC.
We were hoping he was going to come back as like a...
Right,
a
he'd be
possible. Antagonist.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm sure you'll piss off plenty of other people in the interim.
He'd be super ripped and
I'm shot it.
Well, you don't have to give him any money.
No, that's true. You don't have to give. He signed the contract. You can break your promise.
That's true. That would get us deceit for openly betraying. Well, we'd have to like.
I would say
that would even be +2 for actively backstabbing a friend.
Yeah. I said I would give some money in. I didn't say I was going to give a lot in. So
right, we each give like $100 of the $1 million.
I said
we'd
try. I didn't say we would do a lot.
All right. Well, I guess we'll do that next game.
Yeah. All right. So, what'd you guys think?
I liked it.
It was good. A lot of character development.
Yeah, not much happened, but I feel like, you know.
Next time will be stuff.
We had a supervillain Mexican standoff, basically.
Yeah.
All right. I felt the robot stuff kind of went on too long.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of it went on too long.
Until next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.